Today on the Little Dum Dum Club, a brand new episode with guests Jen Fricker and Ben Russell. We have a new live show announcement for you.
Oh my
Saturday,
God.
Oh. April the 30th.
Yes.
We are going to be on the Apple Isle, the map of Tasmania.
Yes, deep inside Hobart. Mm-hmm. Not busting our cherry. We've been there before, but Saturday, April 30. We're coming down for a live podcast, a little bit of stand-up as well, but we are returning to, we are traveling overseas. We are finally stamping our passport to get out of Australia and down there to your own sovereign little nation down there in Tasmania. So please...
Loading up the bag with peaches and bananas and nectarines to smuggle in.
Finally getting on TV and airport security. As Nick Cody says in his stand-up, it's medicine. Mm-hmm. So we're coming down there. Please get your tickets early. 6 weeks. Let us know that we're doing the right idea. And, you interstaters that like to travel around and explore the country with us, get your tickets nice and early. I'm sure there'll be some flight specials on right now.
Yeah. We've also got the 500th and 600th episode back-to-back under the one ticket. Saturday, April the 2nd. That is coming up very, very rapidly. Very, very, very small number of tickets left. So if you want to come, if you've been putting off buying a ticket, don't delay because it's nearly here and it's nearly sold out.
And of course, straight after that in Melbourne, we have the three afternoon podcasts on Saturdays, which is on the 9th, the 16th and the 23rd of April. Always big, big, big name guests wherever we go, especially in Melbourne at that time of year, weirdly.
Yes, check all that stuff out. LittleDumDumClub.com for your tickets. We'll talk to you more at the end of the episode. In Talking Dum Dum, but until then, enjoy this new episode with Jen Fricker and Ben Russell. Hey, mates, welcome once again into the Little Dum Dum Club for another week. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Daslow, and with me, as always, the other half of the program, Carl Chandler.
Oh, g'day, dickhead.
We got two very special guests today. Please welcome back onto the show Jen Fricker and Ben Russell.
Yes.
Back to Tommy's house.
Yeah,
I'm saying that to myself as well.
Mm.
Good to be back.
Thank you for joining me in the man cave. special allowance for a woman to be in here. You have to push past the poster of Pamela Anderson. You're sitting next to the dartboard.
Shave your head.
Grab a Budweiser out of the fridge if you want. Help yourself to some Xbox if you get bored.
Hell yeah. I've got a Lego of Seinfeld, and if
that's not a joke either.
Fuck.
And if someone does not get it, that's a test.
Yeah.
Many people have not. Yeah. Less people than you would think actually get what it is. They're like, "What's that?" It's like
if you press Kramer's head, he says the N word.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's the deluxe set with little talking bits in it. But it's going pretty good. What else we got in here? We got the drums.
We got
a few plants.
Have you been learning drums over the various lockdowns? Have we talked about this already? Looking at me like furious.
I already learned the drums.
Excuse me.
Exactly.
You've got the whole setup here. You've got drums, a guitar, and a bass.
Yep.
You could get a loop pedal.
And do really well at the comedy festival.
You could be Tash Sultana.
Maybe he is Tash Sultan.
Oh, my
Not
Lord.
Not bad.
What's your band called, Tommy? What would your band be called?
Oh, that's great. Mm. Tommy and the Dassalos.
Oh, that's lazy.
Pretty shit,
that
honestly.
Sucks, Tommy.
Speaking as a professional who worked at Triple J for 5 years,
I don't think I'd get on.
Nah. Yeah.
What about...
Kingsman would literally email you to tell you to kill yourself.
Oh, no, I'm being bullied by a 75-year-old. Yeah.
Who said he's lost touch?
Sorry, I'm not a fucking jug band from the Merry Melodies like you grew up with.
Get him! Get him!
Good on him. What would be a good name? What would be a name that I could have for myself as a one-man band that would have cut through with the Triple J audience?
It'd have to be like some kind of, like, you know, there's like Chet Faker and things like that.
Yeah.
Joy.
So you're saying Tommy Daslow should have a fake name?
I should.
Yeah, I think saying. So.
It should be a little pun.
Yeah.
It should be a funny little pun.
Little pun. Little fun one.
Thomas Olson.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Catchy.
You know what?
Catchy. Oh, what about Dean Farton?
Yeah, honestly, yes. I play her.
Dean Martin. Dean Farton.
Dean Farton.
Dean. Oh, Dean Farton.
Dean Farton.
Dean Farton. Right, Farton.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. All right.
What does that mean? Old guys well, just certainly. Don't get it.
Oh, sorry, I didn't immediately know that. Like a parody of Dean Martin's name was good yeah. for Triple J.
No, this is what I'm saying. This is like Chet Faker. Now. Chet yeah. Faker. There's yeah. like. Who is it? Joy Orbison instead of Roy Orbison?
Yeah. Is that a real thing?
Yeah, yeah Joy yeah, yeah. very oh, big on so TikTok.
That's, yeah, that's yeah. big at the moment.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Dean Farton.
Dean yeah. Farton.
You hear it right. here first.
All right, I'm in. I'm
yeah. I did have a moment in lockdown where I was like, and I think you may have actually done this, Ben. I was like, I'm going to buy a synth.
I did it.
Yeah, you did yeah. it. Ooh. You were living my dream.
My Triple J name is Slop Teenager.
I love that.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Great.
So you're on the, how's the synth going?
In yeah, good, making... Yeah, dude, making beats, making fucking lo-fi beats to study to, man.
Hell
everyone
yeah.
studies, dude.
That's where the money is, brother. Yeah. Spotify playlist.
You know that story about the Amiga game of E.T. and how it was like notoriously oh, yes. like incredibly bad and then like...
They buried it out in the desert.
Yeah, decades mm. later they found
but like millions of copies.
Of yeah, well, millions of yeah. copies just buried in landfill.
What?
Mm. I think there's going to be a similar story in like 50 years' time of all the acoustic guitars that were bought on day one of lockdown. They'll yeah. just find them all in the same landfill.
But also I love that idea that those cartridges were buried in, out in the middle of the desert. Like it was like such a bad game. It's like 1982.
Yeah.
They were all bad. Like, how yeah. bad did this game have to be to yeah. get fucking buried?
Right, because there's no universal idea of anything. It's they're, like, you're playing and you're like, not liking it, but it's like, maybe I'm wrong.
They yeah.
all had, actually they all good. Had, like, 4 pixels.
Yeah.
How bad was this one?
Yeah. It was no Custer's Last Stand.
Is that the one where you're on the rooftop and you're cumming on people down below? It's like a game from...
I think so. I think it's...
That's Custer's both... Last Stand.
I think it's, like, sex and...
Bit
of racism.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Welcome fuck to yeah. the pod.
The Holy Trinity.
Yeah. Which, again, to represent in about 4 pixels is very bold.
Yeah, yeah I know. Yeah.
This little white dot is actually cum. Yeah. It's not a bullet.
Really
it's not a little pellet that Pac-Man's
yeah.
eating.
Yeah.
It's
and that's
human
what
semen.
The kids are missing these days. Imagination.
Yeah.
If they want to play a game with hot ropes
yeah.
slinging through,
slinging ropes.
Slinging yeah. ropes, and they can that's, do it and they can see it. But back in my day, we had to imagine it.
That's what ET the game was missing.
Yeah,
not, yeah, more was, ropes.
Yeah, not enough coming home.
I'd say
ET
that's what
coming home. Not too much phoning home.
I'd say that's what ET the movie was missing.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Little,
yeah.
Just coming out of his little finger.
Yeah, yeah. And lights else up, glowing. Not just the finger.
ET
yeah.
phone home. ET phone a sex line.
Yeah, oh yeah.
do some
pumps,
hey.
Okay.
What?
Okay. All right.
Don't mock me in my own man cave. This is my safe space. A place where men can be men.
It just took us a second to figure out whether that was a parody or whether you thought that was good.
And then I looked over at the Lego Seinfeld thing and I was like,
the perimeter's been breached.
What about this? Hey, we got a bit of news the other day. We did a live show, you guys. We did a live show. Was it our first live show back after the last lockdowns and all that sort of stuff? We decided to go to Heathcote, country town of Heathcote. We tried to sort of find the worst pub in Victoria.
We booked it in lockdown thinking that by the time lockdown finishes, it'll be like the last ones where it won't really be viable to do a live show in the city.
Right.
But if we go out to the country, they'll have less restrictions. And then by the time we did it, Melbourne was back at 100% capacity. Yeah, yeah. And it was like, we could have done this around the corner rather than driving 2.5 hours.
And we didn't have that fever dream anymore. We were like, what if we found the worst pub? And then all of a sudden we're at the worst pub going, why'd we come here?
Yeah.
This is the worst.
Yeah. Nice pubs are open. Yeah, why aren't we there? Yeah. We haven't been anywhere for 4 months.
But it was very, very fun. A lot of people didn't enjoy it that were listening home because it was just people getting out of their scone drunk, including us on stage, and just screaming at each other and whatever. But it was fun on the day. Anyway, part of it was we hired a bus, and we thought, again, that was a great idea, hiring a bus and then getting listeners to come up and back with us. And, of course, everyone just got absolutely sideways, whatever. So what happened on the way back was, we talked to it a couple of months ago, was that on the way home...
Let's see if you guys can guess.
On the way home.
What the end of this is.
On the way
Should
home.
Should we put in guesses now?
Sure.
Okay. Someone's pissed himself on the bus, okay. obviously.
Good guess.
That's a good guess. Yeah.
You jumping on board that guess, or your own little guess?
Yeah, I don't know. Anything can really happen. I mean...
I'm just trying to think of what I've seen on party buses.
Yeah.
Right.
I've seen pissing, I've seen puking. I've seen people getting on, trying to make pole dancing happen on a bus.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, going out on those, you know, seeing those Dum Dum live shows, you can see all that substance abuse.
Full spectrum.
In the audience. So.
Oh, in the audience too.
Yeah, okay, so.
Right. It's going to be our new intro for the live shows. G'day, substance abusers.
G'day, chemical brothers.
So I think pissing yourself is probably a really good idea. Or show tunes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, that's gone
oh
left
man, so I would love to see you, Carl. So absolutely out of your fucking mind, just being like, how do you solve a problem?
Just one day.
So you're guessing someone pissing themselves, and you're guessing Oklahoma.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah. I'm guessing 1,021.
weirdly, Jen Fricker is a lot closer to the actual answer than you are, Ben Russell.
It's fluid based.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Someone did vomit, projectile vomit onto the window and then the seat as well of the bus directly behind me, and then just ran off the bus, and we were trying to figure out who it was.
Full crime scene.
Yeah,
that's a good move to just
go on the left.
To leave.
Yeah, we tried to turn this thing into a true crime podcast there for a week and figure out who it was.
We were on the bus with the little pins and the bits of twine, kind of measuring the angles of the trying to work out the point of origin.
We dusted for spew prints.
What is memory like? We all catch the bus.
Somewhere in country Victoria is a man or a woman covered in vomit. This is Dum Dum.
Because this is the other thing. We had to clean the bus up. We hired the bus up. We had to clean it. So we had a vested interest in. We were scrubbing this fucking bus going, this fucking can't.
What sort of spew was it?
Man, it was very thick. It was very lightly digested.
Mm. Yeah, right.
There was
in the tummy for maybe an hour?
Yeah, big chunks of chicken parma.
Oof.
Oh, so they tried to.
This guy wasn't a chewer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A swallower, not a chewer.
So it was, there were bits of dinner stuck on the window.
Yeah, wow. Yeah,
it was not good. And I'm really glad I cleaned most of it when I was pissed, because in the morning it would have been
smart.
A very dumb idea. But anyway,
senses are diluted.
We put it out there, and you know, we did put it out there, and I was a little bit cheeky in that I was saying, "Oh, who could it be? We'll put it out to the listeners." And In the meantime, going, I know how to track this cunt down. I just want this guy to come out and say sorry.
Yes, yes.
To try and trap this guy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so
trap him with an apology for his actions. Yeah, get him.
Well, the guy did actually, you know, do a runner. So it's like, man.
Because he was in the seat. This is when we're pulling the bus back up in Melbourne to drop people off.
Oh, okay.
And Carl sort of, so he gets off the bus, he leaves. And then he's left his phone on, so he comes back, and the phone is like on the seat where all the spew is.
Oh.
And Carl's like, "Mate, you've also forgotten most of your parma from. Do you want to like do anything about this?" And he's like, "Oh, I don't know about that." And then it's like,
he literally goes, "That wasn't me," and then runs off the bus.
Yeah,
that's your phone in the seat where you were sitting.
Yeah,
who spewed on your seat?
Yeah, we're down a side street in Footscray. This man in shorts just gets off the bus and legs it into the darkness at midnight. If he had have like never responded, and then we'd had people, you know, who know him communicating with us, being like, "Oh, he's been missing ever since." I wouldn't have been surprised in the slightest.
No,
he would have been. He would have done the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. Just walked into the river.
You know, like dogs being like, "The end's near. I'm just going to take off into the wilderness. I don't need to put my family through this."
We're in Footscray. The West Gate's in sight.
Yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah.
Running to the West Gate. Not even taking the car. Taking off on foot.
But coming back for the phone as well, just in case someone sees their crook text.
But also basically starting underneath the West Gate and going, "Well, oh, fuck, all right, run up there just to come back here eventually."
Yeah. No, you're going back to get the phone because it's like, it's got all your music on it. It's like, I want to listen to the Fooey's as I'm going down. Right.
Yeah, they haven't cleared
it. There goes my hero.
Hasn't cleared search history, is that?
Yeah, that's right.
Right. And also, you know, who does a suicide note on pen and paper anymore? You know?
Yeah.
That's right.
It's a TikTok dance.
2022.
Gotta save it to the cloud. Yeah. Make sure your notes app is synced with the
cloud.
Five
things you should know about why I'm killing myself. And then they just point.
I can't ducking take it anymore.
Five things that you might not know why I killed myself.
Imagine a live stream coming.
Goodbye, cruel world.
I can't feel anything.
Imagine a live stream.
Is there something we left out? Don't forget to comment and subscribe. Sorry.
imagine a live stream off the West Gate. You haven't seen that before. Just like, here it goes. This is what it's actually like.
What's great about this riff is that we're all imagining the digital suicide note across different mediums. Mm. Jen's doing TikTok. You were doing a bit of
YouTube. I'm doing YouTube. Loop list.
And I'm just hurrying up trying to see this guy dead.
Like, yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Your business, no pleasure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't show me the pregnancy, show me the baby. you know what we should have done, actually, in hindsight? Just Hansel and Gretel styled it and followed the trail of spew.
Oh, true.
We could have tracked him down.
He's literally leaving palm crumbs. Yeah. To the
Is there a house made of spew? And you're like, yay!
And then we catch him and we chuck him in an oven? Is that the plan?
Yeah. I get, that could be a thing because like, he's running away. He's got nowhere to live. And he goes, oh, well, I guess I better build my own house. And just spewed bricks up.
Well, a step back from that is like you're saying we could have just followed the trail of spew. Mm. Or he's on foot. We had a vehicle. We could have just taken off after him.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit off topic. Hansel and Gretel question here. Mm-hmm. You know how they do put the witch in the oven? Spoiler.
Mm. What?
Is the oven made of candy? And if so, why doesn't the oven melt?
Oh.
Checkmate. Okay. Fuck you.
So everything.
And you know what? I reckon there was heaps of room on that door for Jack as well as
Oh, yes.
Don't you reckon?
Look, both good points.
What's with that?
I don't know.
What is with that?
I just.
What's with Hansel and Gretel?
That's a good pod. What's with that?
I just read my child Jack and the Beanstalk. She just got Jack and the Beanstalk for the first time, and they've altered the end of it. Where?
Oh, really?
Where they, you know, the end of it. Well, what happens at the end? You tell me what happens at the end of Jack and the Beanstalk.
Ah, fuck. Great question. So he gets the beans, trades the family goat for the beans.
That's the start.
Right?
Cow.
Yep.
You're right, that is the start.
Yeah, that's the start. No, he asked for the end.
This is Jack and the Beanstalk. Jack and the Memento.
So he builds the. So he plants the beans.
No.
Big beanstalk grows.
It's become clear that this cunt doesn't know Jack and the Beanstalk.
That's, when you said you know the end, I'm like, I'm testing myself. I don't even think I know the beginning or the middle.
Okay.
What?
Tommy.
Yep. Family cow.
She's like, the mother's like, go sell this family cow because we need food.
Yeah, do the voice goes, properly, thanks.
What is the voice?
Go do this.
Yeah, Mario Christian Anderson. Yeah.
Go do this.
Go to the market, you little malarkey.
Go to the malarkey.
Mom, I traded the family cow for moussaka. You stupid little cunt.
Yeah. You traded the family Monaro? What?
Oh, fnocchio. Anyway, little creep man goes, I'll give you these fucking beans, you little cunt. And he's like, all right, we'll get those beans.
Great deal.
He brings the beans back to the mother. Mum goes, you fucking malaka.
Yep.
Throws the beans out.
Yep.
They go to bed hungry. Beanstalk grows up.
You got a great grip on this. This is exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Even Jack, down to the detail of the family goes to bed hungry.
That's what I was impressed by.
Jack climbs up the beanstalk, sees it goes up into this other realm in the clouds.
Yep.
There's a castle. He goes there. There's a giant. Mm-hmm. He's going to grind. He likes to grind people's bones in and make bread.
Yep.
Okay.
I was going to use this recording and play it to my kid tonight, but instead that last bit threw me off. I'm not going to play that.
That's
bit
what
anymore.
He does.
Well, I didn't get that.
I'll grind your bones in bread.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you threw that.
No, that's a classic giant.
It adds stakes to it. It's a classic storytelling device.
And it puts kids off bread forever.
Exactly.
I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Yes.
He sees a goose. It's laying golden eggs. He sees a harp. He goes, I'm going to steal these motherfuckers.
I'm going to fucking shred on that harp.
Yeah.
I'm going to get rich doing it.
This is a mini Tommy Daslow looking for the harp dad to his little family band.
That's it. Yeah. This harp would look great in my man cave.
Yeah.
It's Jack.
He goes down. Giant gives chase. He runs. Starts chopping. The giant's climbing down. Chop, chop, chop. And then gets it. The beanstalk falls. Giant falls to his death.
Yes.
Good.
Jack wins.
Right.
Yeah. Dead great. Shoots great. Rope.
Great. Shoots big
palms
ropes
all over the giant's face while he's dead on the ground.
Yeah.
It spits and goes, bitch.
Yeah. And then he goes, diddly-doo, on the heart.
Yeah, shreds on the heart. Yeah.
Excellent summation.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, what they've taken out of your version, mm-hmm. aka the classic version, mm-hmm. is fee-fi-fo-fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman, mm-hmm. that's out.
Okay.
What?
The blood of an Englishman.
Why is that out?
Taken.
Has it been replaced with anything?
Yeah. Fee-fi-fo-fum. I'm getting up, here I come.
What?
Ooh,
yeah. No. Yeah. Which brings us back to the thick ropes.
Exactly.
Are you just reading this to your daughter just outraged? Like,
yeah.
Fucking
this is fucking PC. This fucking cancel.
This shit isn't what I went to sleep with as a fucking 2-year-old.
Yeah. This is, you know, if this book didn't exist, Ukraine would still happen. And Russia wouldn't invade.
So
Ukraine.
The blood of an Englishman doesn't exist anymore.
Yep.
The goose that lays the golden eggs, yep. somehow they've gone, no, it's not cool to make his think that geese yep. lay golden eggs.
Okay. Why?
They shouldn't be objectified.
To be
like
honest,
that.
Outside of like fairy tales, I don't think about geese.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know if I've ever seen a goose in real life.
Yeah. I've seen a bloody goose. I'm bloody looking at him right now.
Fuck my ass.
See you, diddly diddly.
Suck shit.
Oh, no.
I am so glad that I'm not in your shoes right now.
His right, very own man cave.
I really only brought up this whole subject to get to that. I could see you coming with that.
I'm getting on a flight back to Sydney now. Yeah.
I played you like a fiddle, Jen. Thank you.
So what's the goose now?
There's no goose. It's just he just
goes through all of that just for the fucking harp.
No harp either.
No what harp? The so why is he going up
two
there?
Two gold coins. That's it.
Are you Jesus. Sure this was Jack and the Beanstalk?
Yes.
So does he murder a giant for two gold
no.
coins?
Oh. No murder. What he does then is he goes...
Oh, they fucking talk and work their issues out.
No.
Break.
He goes
to therapy.
Giant actually has BPD, guys.
Also, the giant isn't a giant. He's just a like slightly above average man.
He's 6 foot.
Yeah. Nothing freakish. Just a tall, for his age guy.
Yeah.
Nothing
went
weird.
Went to a growth spurt.
Yeah.
Ate a lot of veggies.
Yeah.
Had a lot of calcium.
Nothing wrong with being healthy.
Yeah.
So he goes back down the beanstalk and then chops the beans. And not only does he not chop the beanstalk down, he gets his mother to do it. Meaning, you know, girls can chop down beanstalks as well.
Girls
girl
can't
boss,
go
girl slay. Yeah.
Old women can be put to work for you.
Yeah, and then the giant doesn't even bother trying to go down the beanstalk. Doesn't die. Yeah. Just a slightly above average man stays back up in the clouds.
Just,
well,
oh,
he
well,
just
two
lost
coins.
Two gold coins,
yeah.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
C'est la vie.
It's a very low stakes story.
Exactly, yeah.
If someone breaks into my house and I see them taking off and I know for a fact that they've only taken $2.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not giving chase here. No. They probably need that $2 more than
see,
I do.
See, what
it's
needs
fine.
To happen is, like, Jack should have puked in the giant's house.
Yeah.
And then then the giant would have done, like, many podcast episodes. Yeah.
The giant would be obsessing about it months later.
Yeah.
Was this book, was this labelled, like, on the cover, is there any indication that this is
there's a stamp that says pussy's version.
Cucks only. Cuck in the beanstalk.
Soy boy.
That is, I cannot understand the logic of any of those changes.
It just
changes.
Seems like a boring story.
Yeah.
What was Blanket's little response to this? Is
she doesn't know the cool version.
But is she like enjoying the story as it's going on, or is she a bit like, this seems weak as piss?
Yeah.
That's she can't. How old is she? Can she even?
She's turned three.
Okay, so
they know stuff.
It is weird to like you're teaching them things. At this, obviously, at this point, to bother teaching them what a beanstalk is, it's like, honey, this ain't coming up again. Like,
yeah,
there's
but
no
it's
such
like,
thing as a beanstalk.
There's no such thing as a goose. Don't worry about that.
But if you're bothering to teach
all my friends, none of them have ever met one.
Yeah. Like,
if you're bothering to teach her what a beanstalk is, you at least want someone to die off of it at the end of the story.
Yeah.
Beanstalk is completely inconsequential to the story now.
Mm. Yeah.
That because what you've now created is a scenario where it's like, this is going to be like the next generation, like the Mandela effect kind of thing, where it's like at a certain age, they'll be like, she'll be sitting around like, nah, the beanstalk is like, goes up there and there's two coins.
Yeah.
And everyone else is like, no, there's like a goose and a harp up there.
I feel like this book is a false flag operation.
Yeah.
That's been made by someone like Peter Credlin's probably ghostwritten it or something like that. Just to be like, look at this book, the woke lefties are at it again. Yeah. They're changing our
the
fairy tales.
They're saying normalize giants.
No, it is a bit like that. It's
But I think it's a false flag just to annoy you.
Maybe. Yeah, as well.
Like, I think it's been planted there just to annoy you.
Yeah. You need to get, you need to do like the Coke and Pepsi test. You need to get like a dinky die copy of Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah.
And then read her that the next night and just see see what see which one she prefers.
It's making it to the end and her going, is that the end of me going, I guess.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Why do you even need a book? Just tell her the story. You know the story.
Yeah. I do a bit of editing within the story I do it. I go, I'll punch this up.
Chucked in. Yeah.
And this little cunt grabs these two
bucks. There's a big fucking giant.
It's a golden cunt. Yeah. That's going to come up more than geese.
Right.
So
I'm teaching
her that. And the giant's like, get fucked, cunt. Yeah. What are you doing, you fucking little worm?
So you get to the end of the book and you're just like, any questions?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm getting to the end and going, I literally, every night, I forget. I get to the last page and I go, that can't be the end. And then I turn it. And then she's waiting for what's on the next page and there's nothing on there. And she's like, so what? And I'm like, oh, no, I'm just looking. There just should be something better.
Yeah,
I'm just every night looking for something for a better ending.
Which old Australian comedian wrote this child's book?
Which old Australian comedian paid someone to write this
child's book?
Yeah.
Arndo's Jack and the Beanstalk. Yeah. Yeah, you gotta give her a run of the Diesel Jack and the Beanstalk.
I just think what she thinks kids need to be scared, otherwise, like, we won't have goths. Yeah. I just don't like a future where there won't be spooky girls running around being spooky. Like, like, I was a spooky girl, terrified of ghosts growing up.
What's gonna happen to the Emily the Strange industry?
If we don't bully and frighten our children, then that's how we get like Silicon Valley big tech companies.
If we don't bully children, we're going to get more Putins.
Yeah.
So true.
We'll get more Harry Potter live theater shows.
Yeah. We're going to get
more. This is the thing that's going.
We're
going
to get more burlesque dancers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, imagine your kid turning into a burlesque dancer.
No, don't say that. That couldn't happen to me.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to do fucking political comedy. Is that what you want?
Burlesque. Political satire. Burlesque.
Yeah. Yeah, dancing to Tempo by Lizzo while like pointing at a graph of like fucking stuff John Howard's done.
Yeah,
they're gonna be the friendly Geordies. Your kid's gonna grow up and be friendly Geordies.
The friendliest Geordies.
Yeah. Say this.
The hungriest beast.
What would be your bottom five most shameful careers for your child to end up?
Bottom five shameless careers.
Most shameful careers that your child could end up having.
Things that I don't want them to go into.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Comedy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Really?
A bit hurt.
Yeah, because then he'll have to say no to a gig. Sorry, girl. You're going to have to come to the gig.
Just send me some videos or something at least.
Yeah, send me a reference. Carl Chandler. Never heard of him.
Yeah.
No, not for me.
No, I was going to come down and sign up anyway. That's the only chance I can see you because you're in Thailand every 2 weeks.
Yeah, and that's why you're signing up at Phuket Spleen.
Exactly, yeah.
Phuket Spleen.
Well, what other jobs do you not want your kid to have?
Oh, God. I mean, it does say something that comedy came way before sex work.
Yeah.
I thought of that.
Sex work's like, everyone's making money off it now.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but I don't particularly associate that with my 3-year-old at the moment. Like, I think that's
all right. All right.
Well, what if...
sounds like he's the cuck.
Yeah. What about magician?
Oh, God. All right. We've got a new number 2.
Okay, what about this? One of those buskers that live streams themselves while they're busking.
Oh, I haven't even
That's
seen
a
that.
New thing.
Dad,
yeah.
I want to go to improv school.
Well, I was trying not to say that because you run improv courses.
Oh,
but
I don't run improv. Oh, please, bitch. I don't run improv courses.
Yeah, call
him
a bitch again.
No, I don't. I thought you do.
I'm deluded enough to do improv.
Right.
I don't want to scam people.
Don't you run an improv course?
No.
I feel like I'm being...
You and I were talking about this the other night. You put on an improv show once a week. And I thought it was a class as well because,
it's
to
fortnightly.
Be fair, the word teaching is in the title of the show.
Yeah.
It's called
It's called Teaching Your Dog to Read. Right. And we get comedians to do improv.
Right.
Oh, I thought it was a dog literacy class.
Jesus Christ, you people.
I don't know. Melbourne's different to Sydney. It's very artsy. It's very conceptual. You know?
I thought you were doing a little Caesar Milan up there.
No, but you're saying in Sydney, a show called Teaching Your Dog to Read is
it's literal.
It's literal. There's no room in Sydney.
It's business. You know,
would you guys ever consider
going
just on the subject, financial just for a little district. Bit of business? Would you guys ever consider doing some improv for that show?
We're doing it right now.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes and.
Yes and.
You guys get it.
Yes and no, never.
I would love to see you up there, Carl.
Yeah. Fuck, I would love to see you do a space jump.
Yeah. Wait, well, I mean.
Dum Dum listeners, get on it. Yeah. Pressure him, say, get. We will we'll sell this out. That's the thing.
But if you see Carl Chandler on the street, after you finish puking on him, tell him you want to see him do it.
Yeah. I want to see you do it.
It's a carrot off your ears. Yeah. Yeah.
As you're opening the door to your spew-created house.
Live at the Vomitorium. Little Dum Dum does improv. Is it improv or improv?
Yeah.
In Australia, it's called improv, but that sounds even lamer somehow.
Yeah.
Why did we get rid of it? Is that just classic Australia making a nickname out of even the short enough improv, like abbreviated name improv?
Yeah, I guess
we've
so.
Gone. Let's take another letter off.
Yeah.
I'll have to talk to the king of improv.
Yeah. Who is it?
Well, okay, how about this? Just to test, just to put you on the spot and test how good you really are at improv.
Okay.
I'm going to give you an object and you have to come up with as many imaginary things as it is. So, okay, here you go.
Tommy's just pulled
something for the modern heterosexual gentleman.
Look at that. He did all of that with just an empty cup of coffee.
Carl, yes. can I pitch another job for your kid? Another
successfully job. Referenced that really pretty good. Much every time I've been on this.
Another good. Job for my child.
I've got I want to pitch Carl another job for his kid.
Yes.
Professional Quidditch player.
Yes.
Yeah. Harry Potter adult.
Yeah.
What house do you think Blanket is in, Carl? Is she a Hufflepuff or a Ravenclaw?
A Gryffindor.
She's a Slytherin.
Yeah.
Can we please get back to the story about a man spewing?
Carl's kid's a Slytherin.
I'm less revolted by the man spewing on a bus story. Let's get back to the good old days. Me cleaning it up at midnight.
Daddy, will you go to a 10-hour show of Harry Potter with me? It's split into two shows.
Oh, God.
I shan't be reading my kid any Harry Potter. Only the interviews with its author. Yeah.
Just the tweets. Yeah. No censorship there.
Yeah. You know what you figured out the other day? Because of me and my wife talking around the house, she comes up and goes...
Oh, I thought you meant JK. Me too. You know what she figured out the other day? No, I can't wait to hear this.
No, she figured out the other day that what my name is. So she came around and goes, Daddy. I go, yeah. She goes, your name's Carl. And I go, no, it's Daddy. And she goes, no, Carl. And then just the next 5 minutes is like, no, Carl. Hi, Carl. I'm like, fuck.
She's going like, to no. call you Carl.
I heard the next thing she says is, g'day, dickhead. Yeah.
But I loved it because she was like playing it exactly how I would play it. I'm like, no, my name's Daddy. I'm your Daddy. No. Carl.
Yeah, that's next pretty good.
You're walking the house and you're like, hey, mate.
Yeah. With earbuds. Huge earbuds in a tiny little ear. Yeah.
Do you remember the age you were when you were like, it's time to grow up? It's not daddy anymore, it's dad.
Yeah.
Mm. I remember it being a real line, of just it being a deliberate mental shift. It's like, I'm an adult now.
Yeah.
No, totally.
Yeah. She has called me dad a couple of times where I'm like, oh, is this the change? No, yeah. Not quite. She's just going a bit between.
Stay there. What are you feeling like? Like you've got a mini you, like literally a mini you. In your house. Are you worried?
I don't see it like that. Yeah.
I see it like that. It'd
be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah. 2 cars.
Yeah.
For all those
people always wanting a female version of me.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you got it.
Carlito.
Yeah,
Carlito. Having been around Carlito's her, it's not. Way. She's not. Yeah. I wouldn't say she's a mini car. She's. Yeah. She's
what is
too,
she?
She's too masculine for that.
That's bad. Imagine being a girl.
And imagine it, guys. Yeah. We're on the beach and we're a girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
I'm thinking I've got a big pussy. Nice.
I got a big pussy and I love to shoot ropes.
No?
Yep.
No?
Yep.
Well, can we rope it?
Can girls rope? Hashtag can girls rope?
Girls can rope.
Girls can
text
rope.
Text in now.
Yeah.
Text lines are open. Can girls rope?
043-975-7555.
I don't even know where rope. I am. I don't even know how to operate these things, man.
What's the worst improv? Like, you must have seen some bad improv over the years. What's the worst way of doing it?
Oh, there's too many ways. It's like, that's like how many colours are there?
Right.
There's more bad improv than
is there more bad improv than there is bad comedy?
Oh, no, purely because comedy is more popular.
Right.
Right. As in people will get on board with bad comedy, but people won't get on board with bad improv?
Actually, I think it's opposite. I think that improv, you're protected by the audience go there going, they're just making this up. So if it's shit, they're a little bit more forgiving. Whereas with stand-up, it's like, no, this kind of has spent time with
these jokes. Yeah.
We've
seen this on TV.
Yeah. So, like, I think that bad stand-up, for me personally, I like watching bad stand-up more.
Mm.
But
you're welcome.
Something about bad improv makes my teeth hurt because I'm so tired of it. And bad improv usually is the same. It's usually the same ugly child look that you see everywhere. So it's like...
What do you mean?
It's just the same thing. So it's the same scene you've seen every time. It's like, hi, Dad. Oh, and then people just arguing or like...
Yeah.
Doing that sort of stuff. It's incredibly tedious.
Well, speaking of you and comedy, I learned something about you recently. Uh-oh. Jen and I were at your wedding.
Yes.
And when you were doing
and
the vows.
And you're married.
yeah, I came there hoping to score a piece. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I find out you're off the market.
Did you learn that before the wedding?
No.
Or after?
I showed up. I thought it was a pre-festival party. I was there to network.
You thought you were getting married to him? You turn up, someone else rocks up.
I just thought I'd be open to the evening.
My photographer.
I was
yes,
Andy.
You were saying yes to the offering.
Yeah.
You go with your learning thing, and I'll tell you.
As you were getting up to do the vows, you and your now wife Maggie, the lady officiating, is that the term?
She
was setting up a bit about you guys as a couple and how you met, and then giving everyone a bit of background about the two of you. And you've clearly sat down with her and told her a bit about yourselves and your story.
She
introduced you to everyone at the wedding as Ben loves podcasts.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure.
And you looked more...
It
felt like a nice moment because it took the stress off the whole getting married bit and put more stress on. Now everyone here thinks I'm a fucking dork.
Yeah.
And so you
I don't listen
you're
to
like,
podcasts.
No, you're like, no, everyone, no.
The wedding's off. And I said, I don't love podcasts. I don't. That is not true. I don't know where she got that.
Hang on. Is this our wedding gift to you right now?
I don't even... I barely listen to podcasts.
You love him. Why would she say that at your wedding?
Exactly.
Fuck it.
And then Ben loves podcasts and then you go, I do.
Oh, my God. It fucking rocked. Just watching a man as he's about to do the vows.
Beautiful.
The happiest, shaking his head going, no.
The happiest day of his life.
Yeah, I was so intense.
It would have been great if Maggie had have just fucked off. She's like, I didn't know this. I'm out of here.
I've changed my mind. And then there's a lot of Brisbane flood talks, which in hindsight now.
Bit of topical.
Yeah. Now Greg was looking into the future.
Yeah, he really was.
Yeah.
Oh, and also to make up, this lady officiating, she was really on fire because she introduces you as loving podcasts. And then when Greg was doing his speech, he goes, and now we're going to hear some beautiful words from Big Greg.
We told her. We told her to say that.
Damn, I wish that had have just been off the top of the dome. That would have been incredible.
He was referred to as Big Greg throughout the entire wedding.
Actually, you speaking of weddings, you were a person that I always found very intriguing in the wedding sphere in that you went to Ronnie Chang's wedding.
Yes.
Friend of the show, ex-friend of the show, Ronnie Chang.
Yes.
Frenemy of the show.
Frenemy.
Frenemy. Friend of the show, one way only.
Pending.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, pending.
Friend request, pending.
Yeah.
Friend request.
It's complicated of the show.
Yes. Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah. Tommy and I were invited. We were away.
Yep.
For the Melbourne leg of the tour of the wedding tour that Ronnie Chang did.
I think they're still going, aren't they?
Yeah, maybe.
Still a few happening around the world.
Yeah. I don't think they've done anything.
Go to ronniechang.com and you'll find tickets. In the city near you.
Yeah.
Got maybe a DJ opening.
Yeah.
They've done North Pole, not South Pole. I think that's where it's going.
Yep.
You were invited on the day.
Yeah. So he messaged me and he said, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Do you have a suit?
Yeah. day of the wedding where you're getting yourself sorted and then looking at numbers going, looking a bit thin. Then hitting up B-Russ and going, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Can we get on to Rush Ticks?
Can you sign up for my wedding?
Yeah. You want a free ticket to my wedding?
Yeah. Are you accusing him of papering his wedding?
He papered his wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get some buzz out. Because he's got a few more to go.
Got to get this through.
You need the opening weekend to be full. And then
just make sure you tweet about it.
Ben goes back to the office and he's around the water cooler going like, oh, I went to this great wedding. If you're in Malaysia next week, you should definitely go to that one. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. Just you.
Yeah, it was very strange.
So you sitting around watching,
It was in the morning. I was chilling out. I was having a cup of
coffee.
Watching
a bit of Wide World of Sports.
Yeah, what were your plans for the day?
It was so long ago. I honestly don't remember.
Was it a fun wedding?
Yeah, it was fun. It was a relatively it wasn't like a big rager. It was just like, we'll do the wedding and then we'll have a little something to eat. And then people just milled around and then they left. So it was a chilled out affair.
Yeah. But there was no part of you that was like, I'm getting this on the day. Fuck this guy, I'm not going.
Oh, I didn't really give a fuck. I mean, I think, Ronnie sometimes has trouble expressing his emotions. Yep. And, I don't judge. I don't judge those emotions.
Right. Did you invite him to your wedding? Did you reciprocate
the day of? Yeah.
With the time difference,
I forgot that he doesn't really picking up on sarcasm or the fact that it's a joke is not one of his strong points. Mm. I don't think so. It was like, I'm sorry, I can't.
You actually did do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
And I was like, yeah, dude. I know.
My family from Perth can't get here. As if you're fucking getting on a plane.
I was like, it was a joke. Remember?
Yeah. Remember what you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God bless him.
I made a joke to Ronnie during lockdown. He was in Sydney. I think they were they were doing the 2-week quarantine or whatever. And he messaged me and he's like, hey, look, I know you're in Sydney. Like, are you able to do me a favor and go pick up? I think it was he wanted to get a new iPhone or something like that. And I was like,
in the time that I've known you,
you can get that delivered.
You are constantly doing errands for Ronnie. One time we went to get lunch during the comedy festival and you were like, oh, Ronnie's making me take some stuff to the post office for him at the last week. So we had to fucking walk around.
Does he pay you a retainer?
Drivers for Ronnie saying
and did you get an invite to his wedding?
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Actually, you know what?
Jen delivered the cake.
And then I left. I took the photos. I was like, I've never heard of fucking anyone here.
You drove Ben Russell to the wedding and that was it. Yeah.
No, but he's like, can you help me? I want to get a new iPhone. And I was like, yeah, man. Like, I'm just going to go out into the disease-ridden streets of Sydney because I have nothing to live for. You saw me. We talked last year during the lockdown. I was in a dark place. Yeah. And then he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I was like, it's all good. Like, it's fine. He's like, no, it's fine. I'll get someone else to do it. I'm like, I was just making a joke. Anyway.
But also being trapped in a room.
Like, it bombed in here.
Right.
Yeah.
Him being trapped in a room in quarantine, it's like, I need a new phone right now. It's like, why? Mm. You're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just live off the laptop for 2 weeks,
He's
mate.
A mysterious man. I don't question it. I don't know. I don't mind doing it. I like feeling of service to people, you know? I like helping out.
Great. Yeah.
You guys ask me for a favor, I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a coffee
now.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Uber fricker.
What do you want, Ben?
I'll have a coffee, maybe a croissant.
Okay, so I'm just going the favorites. I'm gonna get everyone coffees after this.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, great.
That's actually fine. I'm fine with that. I was expecting something bigger, but that's all good. No. You blew it.
What I'd like you to get?
What?
Something for yourself.
Oh.
This is me freeing the genie with my third wish.
Beautiful.
The Jenny.
I wish for your freedom.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Like
that's fucking very brave.
Well, some of us are allies, and
that's so fucking brave.
And
I ordered a coffee. I don't even drink it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's the kind of yes queening we like to get up here in Tommy's man cave.
Absolute slay.
So,
back to Spewgate.
The fandom skewer.
Or are we still? Yes. Are we still in Jack and the Beanstalk?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Are we still on the wedding? Which tangent? We need to make sure we close up all the tangents before we go back.
Close all these windows.
Topic.
Too many windows open. So it's fandom skewer. So we put it out there a while back. We're on our true crime podcast, and we never heard anything, and then finally get a message. But having said that, I think you'd clicked on it maybe immediately after the episode, and then I didn't see it because it didn't come up or anything. So you probably knew this for months and I didn't know, but I only found out the other day. So a message: hello, the Phantom Spewer is here. I've never felt more embarrassed and yet fucking losing my shit laughing at something as well. I was going to message early, but after last week's Talking Dum Dum, I thought I'd wait as you were waiting on bringing it up yourself. One, I want to apologize for any mess I made on the bus.
Well,
for any mess I made on the bus. Well, we told you, It's half a fucking Palmer stuck to the window of a bus.
Yeah.
There's no hypothetical.
See, this is why I didn't reply.
I'm smelling the smell.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's one of those like, oh, I'm sorry if you happen to choose to be offended.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you just
sorry
to open
if
your
feelings were hurt.
Yes, yeah, yes, yeah. Yeah, that's on you, not on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I was reading that as sorry for any mess, as in spiritually,
right,
psychologically, as well as the physical mess.
Well, I feel like they made a crucial error. They should have just spewed and then owned it.
Yeah.
Right. And then everything would have been fine. They could have been a hero.
Yeah.
They could have been, part, you know.
They'd be a third host of this podcast by now.
Yeah, they could have been hosting
it. Well, spewed on the window and then immediately just pointed at it and laughed and gone, everyone, have a look at this.
Yeah.
Check
yeah.
this shit out.
Yeah.
What would Milan do?
I was annoyed by this message from the first sentence. Right. They're like, I've never been so embarrassed. It's like, okay.
Oh.
And also pissing myself laughing. I was like, immediately I went, this isn't really an apology.
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah, also losing my shit. Well, it wasn't the shit you lost, mate.
You didn't give it enough time.
Yeah. Should have sat on it a while.
Yeah.
I want to apologise for any mess I made on the bus and will gladly transfer funds for cleaning that was done. Well, we told you what we did.
But
it was our elbow grease that fucking got it.
Yeah, well,
and that's
now
worth
working
to
out
you about a hundred, like...
100? Yeah, I mean, take the money, obviously. Don't turn down the money, dude.
No, but what's he asking us to do? Like, if we'd paid cleaners, then it's like, sure, reimburse us for that. But now we've got to sit down and work out our hourly rate.
Right.
And how long
as cleaners.
As cleaners. So you look up, what is the standard for like...
So if you guys are cleaners, how long do you reckon it took you to clean it up?
Well, you know, it's like it's not the time as much as it was the, you know, emotional.
Okay, so how much is that worth as well?
Yeah.
So if you think about
how much
like,
are our emotions?
So if you go hours,
what is a piece
so how many
of
hours?
Your soul worth?
Well, it wasn't hours because it was
so
like
it was less than an hour. So, but there's a 3 hour minimum call out.
Here we go.
But so we
plus
did a bit
materials. Did you have to buy anything?
Yeah.
Like anything to wipe it down?
We
with?
Brought existing. Well, you would charge it because we were bringing existing cleaning products.
So what we did, Carl cleaned up a bit of it when we got back to the hire place at midnight.
Sure.
But then there was so much to do that it was like, we're going to have to come back the next morning.
Mm. Right.
So we went home and then we're on the other side of town. Carl's coming back through
travel.
A part of the city where the fucking Melbourne Marathon was on or something. So it was like
I was running through that with a mop and bucket.
Sunday morning we had to get up, come back.
Right.
I had to like, I was going to have breakfast with my parents. I had to call
so
that,
Sunday,
move
so
all
that's,
that. So it's like,
yeah. That's Sunday,
that time
right?
and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
Penalty
we, oh, look,
that's
I barely,
double time.
I barely slept a wink. I was dreaming a big spew was chasing me all night.
Yeah.
Emotional distress.
Like, emotional distress. So that's where, I mean, I think he's looking at like, at least $800 to $1,000.
I think so.
Wow.
Each? I think so.
No, for the cleanup, you know. Yeah, I think I mean you gotta think about the man hours, you gotta think about the emotional.
Yeah.
You gotta think about
two
the materials.
Cleaners instead of one as well, that costs more.
Two man job,
yep. Two man job.
Well he would gladly transfer funds for cleaning that was done. So he
it's $1,000, can't
he?
So
did say
good luck to you.
Invoices.
He's trying to get out of the emotional distress, I think, for just the cleaning. He didn't say anything about the rest of
it. We just quote him the fee and then when he asks for the breakdown we can go through.
Yeah, you
can
itemize.
All of emotional labor.
Like
we're all sole traders here, right?
And that's not including GST, by the way.
Yeah,
that's
$1,000.
But they'll
GST.
Have to
GST.
Pay
GST. You have to pay GST on top of that.
Number 2 point, I have absolutely no memory of how I got from Footscray to my Airbnb in the city.
And just again, is this meant to make us feel better?
Yeah.
Is this a...
He's trying to humanize himself.
Yeah.
But that's not going
to
work.
I don't remember,
it didn't really happen.
It might
be still on you.
Yeah.
So you might have spewed.
Hey, just so you know,
this,
not
mom?
Only that, there's a chance that I could have died and then you'd have that on your hands as well.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Yeah.
Love you.
And also like, and I think as well it was implied, I'm from interstate. Well, I didn't know there was a rule in Victoria. You weren't supposed to spew in someone
else's.
Right.
Does it say which state they're from?
Queensland.
Probably
we think South
it's Queensland,
Australia,
right? Oh, South Australia.
I think it might be your one.
Yeah.
New South Wales.
Is
yours?
I think he's your mate.
And New South Welsh, my mate.
Your best mate.
New South Welshman.
Your premier.
Yeah. To be honest, when I do come to this absolute garbage fucking state, I do think I'm going to inflict as much damage as I can and then leave quickly.
Oh, that was...
Yeah. Leave quickly.
Was that a review he left?
Yeah.
Is it true that we do things a little bit differently down here?
Different.
Yeah. Last time
Melbourne,
you were on here,
the city of letters.
Last time you were on here, you were telling us how everyone in Melbourne's ugly.
Yeah.
So maybe
lockdown
this guy,
did not help that.
Yeah,
no,
so
I'm
maybe
joking, I'm
maybe this guy was trying to do a bit of, he's like, this is what Jen would want. I'll come down and I'll absolutely disgrace
love
the beautiful
I love
city
my
of
fans.
Melbourne
Thank
and
you
their
so
buses.
Much for listening. Thank you for voting at best podcast of last year.
Yes.
You were. Number one.
Point three, in order to try and hide myself throwing up, I used my duffel bag. And believe me, whatever was in the van was less than 20% of what was in the bag.
Nope. Again, no.
So he's trying to make himself the hero. You're not the hero.
Yeah.
You failed.
Yeah. We got a tip, apparently. We just got 20%.
But the amount that we saw that was on the windows to go, that was barely even 20%. Yeah. It's like, I'm sorry, but a human stomach is not that big.
Exactly.
There's just not the room in there for there to be that much.
He did not eat six Palmers in Heathcote.
Yeah. I don't know. Attach a photo or fuck off.
So, yeah, all of a sudden, yeah. So the point he's made is... Apologise for anything if it's happened. If it's
right.
If you're any feelings hurt on it, it may not have happened. Mm. He's from interstate. He didn't know any better.
Yep.
He didn't know the rules down here. And
I didn't
if
even
anything,
know
you're
how
lucky.
I got home.
You're lucky to get just a tip. Really, we just got the tip of it. Of the iceberg. Again, I apologise. I told Milan I could handle no more shots, and I think he forced two more on me.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Someone else.
Victim blaming.
We've all blamed Milan for having a stew. Yeah.
Oh, Milan made me have a big shot of Parmigiana as well.
Milan made me run. Yeah. He made me run and not contact you.
Milan booked my Airbnb in the city. I didn't know where it was.
It's big energy of like, what if we spewed on the Heathcote party bus as a joke?
It'd be ironic, wouldn't it?
Just as a joke.
You'd like that in Melbourne.
Mm. This is a dog shit thing to send to someone.
To be really honest, this is every apology from a man I've ever fucking
received.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Like, I feel like you guys have just never been apologized to by a man.
Right. We're being educated, so maybe we should be thanking this guy for giving us
what can I say? We fucking suck.
Yeah, the absolute, like, sorry if your feelings got hurt. Mm. It wasn't even that bad, though.
Right.
And you have to understand I was going through some stuff and I didn't know.
You're also quite lucky.
And you're very lucky in a way.
And
yeah.
And it's not your fault.
I once had a guy break up at me and go, but, you know, I just want you, like, before you think I'm a bad guy, I like never cheat on you, and I could have.
Oh, no.
And I was
great.
Thank you.
Well, that's
much.
What this is. You got 20% of the spew. It could have been 40%.
Could have been 40%.
You're lucky.
Very good, my lord.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'll miss you, King.
So, and here we go. And also, since landing back in Newcastle.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
There we go. Big spew town. Mm-hmm. It's turned into the COVID
spew
capital
castle,
of Australia.
Spew castle,
obviously. Yeah. Well, there we go. And then after that, he said, just to clarify, I am the bag spewer. I'm like, what does that mean? You just explained that.
Yeah.
What the fuck is he talking about?
I don't know.
He's probably drunk right now.
Okay. He thinks he's been too obscure with all the... There's so much backtracking and non-apologizing.
Very
that he's
subtle.
Like, I've gotten so off message that they probably don't... Oh, just consider yourselves lucky I didn't shoot rope all over the window.
Yeah. I could have done such a big load in that bus.
I could have come all...
Also, they're not even the bag spewer. They're the bus spewer.
Yeah. I'm not... It's like, to clarify, I am the bag spewer. We don't have the bag.
Classic.
We don't give a fuck what's in your bag.
This is gaslighting. Yeah. It happens every day. Yeah.
Bus lighting us.
We didn't start up a podcast going, let's solve the mystery of who spewed in their own bag.
Like, yeah.
It's got nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill this dude. I'm going to fucking kill him.
Can you please go to a Dum Dum Live in Newcastle just to go kill
this
guy?
Just to get this guy, right.
Yeah. Just to have it round at his house and then spew there.
Yeah.
Or we all go there. We all load up on Palmers.
And we chop this dude's head off.
Drown him in the Pasha Bowl car.
I love that it just at the end being like, yeah, you know, now Newcastle's got a lot of COVID, so I guess I've gotten my... It's like, oh, that's going to make us feel better. More COVID in this country.
Yeah.
That's helpful to us too.
Also, didn't say he had COVID.
No.
Just the town had
COVID. Wait, I missed his COVID part. What did he say?
He said, since getting home to Newcastle, it's become the COVID capital of...
Yeah.
Because it was all kicking off.
Yeah. Right.
Which, of course, is worse than down south, which is now Spew Town.
Yeah.
So that was
we were doing more cleaning up than the early days of the pandemic.
Yeah.
We were fucking singing happy birthday as we were scrubbing those fucking chunks off that window.
Yeah, and you know what?
Tonight, if you listen to this podcast, go stand out your front door, everyone, at 7 o'clock.
And sing. And
bang pots. Yeah. Clap your hands.
Yeah. Everyone get on your porch and go.
For the essential workers of this bus.
Just think of this guy as well. Remember this guy who had to clean his own bag.
Yeah.
That
so
he himself
brave.
Spewed
yeah,
into.
Yeah. Oh, my
oh,
duffel
my
bag.
Yeah.
Also, who's bringing a duffel bag on a day
What's
trip?
What's in the duffel bag?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you need?
You know what?
We're not playing
Palmers.
Cricket down there.
Yeah. Brought his own Palmers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Couldn't trust these down south Palmers.
Yeah.
So duffel bought bag. Some Palmese from up north.
Yeah,
that's what threw him.
Yeah.
The different vowel.
It was the change in the air pressure. Yeah.
The duffel also the most low rent bag. It's like, oh, that thing that cost you $15 from Cotton On. Boo hoo, that's written off, is it?
Sorry you didn't spew in your own, like, that blue, red, and white bag that you get. The only worst bag there is.
Oh, yeah,
the laundry bag.
The laundry bag. The plastic laundry bag. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a high quality duffel bag, though.
Sounds like a king.
No, I'm sure everything this person owns.
Sounds like a little bit smaller. Sounds like it could have been a bit bigger, and then the window wouldn't have fucking copped.
While you're at it, throw everything else that you own in the bin as well. You trash person.
Stuff in the bin.
Well, he's definitely switched off by now. Yeah. I don't think he's pissing himself laughing anymore.
Yeah. I do want to put, I'm doing the Newcastle Comedy Festival in May.
Yep.
Come on down, spew in a bag. I don't give a fuck.
Get down there, go up to Milos on the door, tell him we said you can get in for free.
Yeah.
So there was an update. So then we didn't respond to that message. And so he must have thought, oh, God, you know, we were mad or
maybe
whatever.
They might be a bit mad.
Left him on red.
Yeah, left him on red. So, sick. So then the follow-up message is, hey, guys, so I'm down for Comedy Week.
What is that?
What's Comedy Week?
Does he mean Comedy Festival?
I think so.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That is comedy funny week. To call it Comedy Week.
So not only did he change it.
I'm going back up north. I'm telling everyone it's Comedy Week down here.
But also, not only did he spew on our bus, he crunched our comedy festival into 1 week.
Yeah.
It's a 4 week festival.
Dare you?
Yeah. I'm meant to be doing 10 shows.
You know what? The arts in this country has been through so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's not okay to minimize that. It's not.
We lost a whole festival 2 years ago. Now you're trying to lose another 3 weeks of our festival?
You know who else is from Newcastle? Cam James.
Cam Bone comes from Newcastle.
Cam Bone comes from Newcastle. I'm not sure about Cam James.
Cam Bone.
That's his real name.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
Did you not know it's a fake name?
No.
Yes.
Cameron Bone.
Yeah. So when he was growing up in Newcastle, he got sling and rope. He was called Cam Bone.
He got into comedy and thought, this isn't a good name for comedy. I need a funny name like Cameron James.
Why did he change it to Cam James?
I don't know.
You know why? Newcastle, full of liars.
Oh, yeah.
He probably knows this guy. Maybe it's his brother.
Please buy tickets to the Newcastle Comedy
Festival. Someone probably spewed on his last name. He had to get a new one.
Yeah, probably.
Scrub it out.
He abandoned it and ran off.
Yes. I'm going to kill him, man. I'm going to kill Cameron because of this.
Yeah. I hope you're happy, bus for you guy. Yeah. Cameron
True
James.
Crime pod where the crimes are committed by one of the people on the pod. Turns out it was me.
I'm going to fucking chop Bone's head off.
Yeah.
So. Two people in Newcastle
to kill. Today?
Yeah.
At least two.
At least two.
All from Newcastle.
Ooh, Newcastle. Yeah. What a town.
Your next gen, Daniel Johns.
Yeah. Thank you. Daniel Bone, his brother.
Yep.
So, hey guys, so I'm down for Comedy Week and I would like to offer to maybe clean both of your cars or something to make up for Heathkit. That's the offer.
Do you trust him not to spew in your car?
Well, I don't know what he cleans with. Does he use soap or just human fluid?
No, but you know what? You know what'll happen here with the whole kind of like non-apology that it is in the walking back? I reckon it'll be a thing where we go, okay, clean our cars and then we're even. He cleans our cars, but then it's like every time he's in town, it's like, yo, can I come to the show for free? Because remember, I cleaned your car for you. Yeah. You know, it'll all of a sudden, he'll be drawing a line under the sand and then this is a new transaction that now we owe him for having cleaned our cars.
I really think none of you have been in toxic relationships at all. This is a classic. But yeah.
Oh, we have. We've just been the other side of it.
I've done my best.
This is classic. Like, haven't heard from you. Just want to see if you're good.
Yeah. Jen. Yeah.
How's your mom? I miss your
Jen,
mom.
Can we come and... you, but you sound crazy.
Can we come and clean your cars that clearly haven't been spewed in already, aka the easiest cleaning job of all time.
Right. Hey, I see you're doing really well on Instagram and I just wanted to say I'm so proud of you and I'm coming to your shows next week or some shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Right. That
so
kind if of we shit. Ignore this
your
message,
life is better now without them in it, so they want back into your life.
If we ignore this, is the next message going to be stuck up, bitch?
Yeah.
Oh!
Fuck you. Fuck you, whore. I hate you.
Yeah.
And then the next day being like, I'm so sorry, can we just talk? I'm so sorry I said that. Can we just talk, please?
Wow.
And then I get it.
Yeah.
I'll leave you alone.
Right. Wow, that's the timeline.
That's the
Okay, point taken.
Point taken.
I'll stop talking.
Yeah. Then you'll see them chatting to one of your friends.
Right. Yes.
And then your friend will come over and be like, oh my God. They look so fat now.
Okay.
Well, I think if he comes down, you know what?
And sucks me off.
Yeah. Sure, yes.
Because Comedy Week's not very... Well, it's like 6 weeks away, but I guess that's technically in this scale, it's 2 weeks away. So nothing's, Comedy Week is coming up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nothing says you're sorry like sucking off a married man.
Yeah. The ultimate. I love that you've been married for like, what, at this point a couple of weeks, and you're like, I want to get a sloppy toppy from a straight.
I want this man to suck me up big time. Or I'll kill him.
Yeah. Or he'll chop his head off.
And you get all confused. Cool, the lead singer of the Silver Chair is going to suck me off. This is going to be great. So if he comes down and cleans, he's offered to clean our cars. I think we need to demand him that he should spew in our cars first. Oh, so there's something good to clean. Right. Clean, our cars are probably clean already.
Can we rent a car and we get to spew in that and then he cleans that up?
But that's we have a to good, rent it.
What about this? What about this? What? You just force him to spew.
Right.
A person cannot drink more than 2 liters of milk without automatically spewing.
Right.
So just make him spew.
Spewing in a controlled environment where we're outdoors and there's no cleanup required by us.
Yeah, make him spew on your terms.
And then he's got to hose it down.
Yeah, and then make him spew again and then make him hose it down.
Right.
Then make him spew again and just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Until he stops listening to the podcast.
I don't want him to spew.
I'll give him something to gag on.
Yeah.
I got some milk for you. Right. It'll take me a while to get up to 2 liters.
Okay, so now Ben Russell is driving my car. He comes in, goes deep throat on you, then spews in my car, and then has to clean that up. And then you hop into Tommy's car. He sucks you off in there.
Again. Yeah.
I can go again. I don't give a shit. I just need like a couple of minutes.
Don't
talk to me. Don't look at me.
Hang on, so he has to go and eat 2 Palmers first, then suck you off in my car. Suck you off
he's
in
from
his
the
car.
North.
Yeah.
Palmy,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. We have to find a place here that calls them that.
Yeah.
But we could
bring his own.
Yep. Okay.
Beware of Palmy.
Across state lines.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all part of Comedy Week.
Yeah. And then...
God, I love Comedy Week.
Yeah. It's not in Comedy Week. It's not. We don't register it as part
of
it.
Right,
non-FMV.
And then I chop
it's like our
out.
Live podcast. It's not actually part of Comedy Week. It's
we
adjacent.
We don't want to pay... And then we're on the hook for $400 for this.
Plus, you got to give like 12% of your merch and stuff.
We might get some randoms come though, so maybe it's worth it.
We want to make sure we're not taping it so we don't have to pay any extra for that.
Yes, exactly.
Chortle might come.
That would be good, actually.
That would be good.
Sounds like you'll be chortling. Yeah,
yeah. I'll chortle. I'm gonna chortle. Okay, so Wade. Okay,
that's the.
You look like the chortle logo at the moment. Is Thank this you. An attempt yeah. to
Do you
kind
reckon
of suck
I can
up
start just telling people logo? I'm chortle?
Yeah, sure.
Right,
like it's a good rumor to start.
I'm chortle.
I'm gonna come to Melbourne during Comedy Week. I'm chortle.
I reckon you whack on a pair of glasses. I think you've done it.
I can do an accent.
Yeah.
Hello. I hate women.
Oh, I thought this clown show was just simply wonderful.
Marvellous. I love the bit where they get their dicks out for no reason other than they can't finish the show.
It was this show needs more men dressed up like women.
Yes.
That's true British comedy.
The audience was laughing and having a wonderful time, so I hated it.
Yes.
I feel like we're getting away from people spewing on windows.
Sorry,
but
it's making me feel sick. So yeah. It's adjacent.
All right, great. So Comedy Week, lock this in. Do we name this guy or not? Do we just...
No. Do you know what it is? It's Max of like, he wants to be a character on the show now. He wants to be the new Milan.
It's annoying. It is annoying that he's sort of getting what he wants. But you know what? We're doing 5 of these pods in this week.
Yeah.
We're cramming them in. So it's like...
We'll Much like yeah, we'll take what Palmer's.
We can get. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This ate up an entire episode.
We're
you know.
Cramming in a lot. One of these podcasts is going to be spew. We're cramming in a lot of podcasts in a space that doesn't fit 5 podcasts.
Yeah.
So,
These next few weeks that you're listening to, guys, they all happened back-to-back consecutive days.
Yes. What?
And we're close to going fucking mental.
Yeah.
TV all magic. Right.
Yeah, we better wrap it up for another week on the Little Dum Dum Club. Jen Fricker, Ben Russell, thank you so much for joining
Thanks
us.
Thanks for
God
having
you
us.
Both.
Yeah. And I'm sorry this happened to you.
And God bless all our listeners out there.
And you're better off without them.
Yeah.
You know?
Listeners, God bless you.
God bless you, listeners. I love you, listeners.
I'm going to kiss you all. Very quickly on the way out, do you want me to say this? I'm currently late for my job where I need to go to a TV show and report on, check the messages of the random people that watch this TV show sending messages overnight.
Yeah.
And I
Do
have
they
to reply
have a problem? And then do you have to solve it?
No.
Okay.
No. They do have problems. I just don't have to solve them.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Yeah. The Hughesy hotline angry. Is just like overnight.
Yeah.
Switchboards are open.
Here's, I
good
just,
on you.
I just clicked on one of these, which is this. Which is three messages sent from this one person over the length of maybe 4 years. So you can see, you know, the history. This older looking man.
Is there a boat or a fish in the picture?
There's not. There's his wife. He's
why
got
are you
a
saving
little...
this for tomorrow?
Is he wearing wraparound sunnies?
He's not. He does seem like he may be far north Queensland, like they all are that send these sort of messages. Mm-hmm. In. So, 2018 comes in with this. He's commenting. What people love to do in this case is they're watching something on TV, and then they just, without context, they don't say, "Hey, the thing I'm watching right now." Is this guy and this guy is talking about this and I don't like this and blah, blah. They just live commentate on whatever they're seeing at the time and then you check the message 24 hours later and go, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's because they're like infants. They don't have any kind of way to filter anything out. It's just like they take in things and then they just react without thinking.
They're like
thinking.
The guy on the bus. They just take something in and they spew it straight out on the window.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've got to clean it up.
There's no, there's no object permanence.
Yeah.
This is what I got on the Triple J text line all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
So this person's opened with, in 2018, that fat tart needs not to talk about Malcolm Turnbull's personal wealth.
Yeah. Again, right. Same thing I get on Triple J.
Yeah, leave,
line. Yeah.
Leave that millionaire alone.
2019. Tommy. I don't think this is where we were on. I don't think this is the episode we
Allsop?
Were on.
Allsop?
Might have
could
been
be.
Something else.
Could be.
Tommy, you are such a fucktard. Oh, yeah, could be.
Yeah.
Keep your shit comments to yourself, idiot. That's in 2019.
It's good advice for someone who's on TV.
And again, love that they think that Tommy is just looking at, like, as they're going, just being like, no.
Yeah.
I think this person might have brain damage.
This person might be from Newcastle. He could be from Newcastle. And then haven't heard from him for 3 years, but welcome back.
He still watches that. That's good.
Yeah. Welcome back. So he's that fat tart, blah, blah, blah. You are such a fucktard. Latest message. I've been watching your show on and off since it started way back when. My biggest issue is the way you are pushing people to suicide when you take the piss out of innocent people on the street that may be a little intellectually challenged. I think it's absolutely horrible.
They are brain damaged.
Let's just check back on your messages again. Tommy, you're a fucktard and you're a fat tart.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I love it.
I remember a woman tested into Triple J telling me to kill myself, and then I called her because, like, people don't realize you can see their phone numbers when you test.
Amazing.
So I called her, and she didn't. And I did this a lot when people would abuse, like, send me abusive stuff. Oftentimes, I would just call and be like, are you okay? Like, you seem like you're having a bad day.
Yeah.
Anyway, I called her, and she just didn't answer. And I called again, and she didn't answer. And then she texts being like, I wish to have my privacy respected, please.
Yeah, it's the best.
I'm like, you fucking told me to kill. I'm a straight. All I do is go, hey, this is what you're listening to. Here it is. Yeah. And you told me to fucking kill myself? Like, fuck you.
Wow.
Yeah.
No one has any idea of consequence. Like, people will send it. Put a thing online, and then you go back, and you know, and then they're like, "Oh, the big soot comes back." And
how
it's like,
dare you? You woke lefties at the ABC keep calling me because I told you to kill yourself.
Why are you calling me? I told you to kill yourself. Yeah. You should be dead by now.
You should be getting off the radio and killing yourself. I'm at work.
All right, we better wrap it up. Jen Fricker, Ben Russell, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I think Jen Frick has got a show in Newcastle.
I think, Miles has booked me for something. Okay. It's like a gala or something. I don't know. Newcastle, I mean, Comedy
surely
Gala.
If you're in Newcastle, you know what's happening. There's a poster in every fucking fish and chip shop or whatever, sure.
I'm doing that. Also, please listen to my new podcast with Alexi Toliopoulos called Lived It, where we take movies and we find people who lived the real life.
And what's it called again?
Lived It.
Oh, Lived It.
Yes.
Right. Cool idea.
Mm. Yeah. Rolling on.
Ben Russell.
Hello, Thomas.
You've got your live show, Teaching Your Dog How to Read, your improv
Teaching
your
dog to
show,
read, yes.
your improv classes.
Go and learn improv.
If you're interested in learning about improv, go down.
Carl Chandler and Tommy will be on the show. It's going to be great. They're going to yes and. You're going to be so proud.
I'm going to bring my dog. He's going to learn how to improv.
Yeah. Also, Comedy Festival. Can I give that?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. Ultimate Hollywood Tours. It's going to be an immersive sort of oral.
It's a comedy walking tour.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
It's not a walking tour.
It's a takeoff of the Hollywood.
You bring your dog.
Guys, it's a car. You get into it. You give Ben head. He chops your fucking head off.
Right. Okay. That is immersive. That's really immersive.
That's very immersive.
Check that out. We sold.
Explain what it is. We're nearly sold out.
Explain
what it is, though.
So it's going to be done in sort of an outside.
Yep.
So in one section. Just behind the Capitol Theatre, so
only
like
one section of
arcade
outside.
That's just empty,
yep.
But well lit.
Yep.
So we've got silent disco headphones.
Ben's gonna mug
you. So everything's scored.
Yep.
While we walk and around that one, just one small area.
Yep.
And then it's a comedy show. So great. Like,
and then you line up. You get on your knees.
And then you suck me off at the end. Yeah. No spoilers. I don't want to spoil it.
Sorry. I've been hearing a lot about the process.
You went to one fucking test show.
Sorry, guys.
It's different every time. Yeah, sometimes you eat his ass, okay?
Yeah, that's right. My bad. I'm sorry. I'll delete the tweets.
Yeah. Also, you can follow me on Twitter and Twitch.
Whoa. Yeah.
Twitch Bond member.
Wow.
You love twitching, baby.
I love twitching.
You might get me into Twitch, honestly.
Twitch it up, babes.
Yeah.
I want to start Twitch, but if I didn't do it in the lockdown...
Twitch it. That's not true. That's
do you guys
a bad...
You Twitch the dum-dum.
No. You could Twitch this right here.
You could This totally. Is Twitch, right? This is Twitch?
I don't think you could 100% Twitch it. You got this. This is a fit... I'll set you up, babe.
Shut up. Carl's got to get to work.
Yeah, I've got to get to work.
Oh, sorry, dude.
I've got to get to work to deal with Queensland fucking idiots.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Thanks very much for listening, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
See you, mates.
And they've done it again.
Yes. Good shit. Taking a little break from our month or two of old fogies on the show, some young fogies, some people who who are on Instagram basically.
Yes,
I don't know,
some TikTokers, some famous TikTokers.
Yes,
I love that your go-to reference for a young person's app is Instagram.
Yeah,
kids now think Instagram is so lame.
It's the newest thing I'm on. Yeah.
Did you know that the what are they called now? The Zoomers,
right?
They think Instagram is pathetic.
Really? Pictures.
They think Instagram
pictures
is like
suck.
The old person, like geriatric app to be on, which is depressing to find out because Instagram still seems kind of new to me.
Totally. And I looked at it the other day and it's like, you have been on there for this many years. I'm like, fucking what?
Yeah.
It feels like I've been on there for 18 months. Like we said at the top of the show, like they said at the top of the show, the folks at Little Dumb Mum Club, a new show announced, Hobart in Tasmania, April 30th on the Saturday afternoon. We're coming down. We're doing a live podcast with some great guests and we're doing a little bit of stand-up as well, so please get on that. We loved coming down to Hobart last time, so we were looking forward to loving it again, and our love is really dependent on you guys turning up.
Well, the guests are going to be awesome because, like we said, we got some great guests.
We got some confirmed already.
And if you're in the know about goings on of comedy, they're part of a show that's filming down there. Maybe that'll give you a little clue as to who may or may not be on the show.
Some absolute all-timers, all-time favourites. So,
who've been down there filming this thing, who we haven't had on for a little while. So, it's going to be fun.
That's right. It's we have Martin Bryant on the show who's filming... what? What? A CCTV?
What's
is this,
right,
is this
right.
what it is?
Yeah, I'm
trying to think. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm trying to figure out who it is.
Did I talk on here about how I went and saw that movie about him, the Martin Bryant film.
Okay.
And then I was looking up about stuff about him. I was like, I wonder if there's any stuff about what his life in jail is like.
Right.
And I read this article about like an ex-prison guard talking about how he's real fat in prison.
Oh, yes,
now.
He is, yeah.
Yeah, did I talk about this? About, no. And just this quote from this guy going like, yeah, we all make fun of him. We call him Porky Pig. And like, he got really fat because he's like trading cake for sexual favors in there.
Yes. But speaking of like Zoomers, yeah, real Zoomer reference. You can tell.
Porky Pig.
Yeah, the security guards aren't 15, are they?
Yeah. But I just loved it because it's like this article really going in on like what a fat cunt he is. And it's probably one of the few people left that you could publicly body shame and get away with it. Like no one's writing into news.com going like, how dare you say this about Martin Bryant?
Also, I love the economy of it where someone has cake in prison and then goes, oh, I've got this cake, but you know it would be better than having this cake?
Having my dick sucked.
Having my dick sucked by that psycho cunt that killed a bunch of people, but now he's fat.
Well, also, it's like, you know, the classic cartoon thing of baking a cake and putting a nail file in it so you can break out. It's like someone on the outside is like, they're just baking the cake for you wholesale. It's like, no, 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 I don't want to break out. Yeah. I just want to use this as leverage to get my dick sucked. I'm happy to stay in here forever. Yeah. If this is yeah. the kind of life I can have.
Yeah. And, but also the thought of Martin Bright where he's like, oh, fuck, I'm hungry for cake. I've sucked this guy's dick. Now I'm actually quite full. Now I don't need the cake.
Just calling, you know, you're locked in prison. You're just calling your mum, like, just on your way into the visitation, if you could just swing past Coles and grab a Sara Lee for me. My dick's feeling a little dry today.
I'm really horny. If you could get me one of those Coles $4 mud cakes, that'd be great.
Yeah. Oh, fuck,
oh, yeah. We should have been doing this down in Hobart.
We'll save it. We'll, I mean, it'll be a few months. A couple of months. People will forget. We can trot it out again.
Right. We'll just hit play on this bit.
Exactly, yeah. Right. LittleDumDumClub.com for your tickets to that. And, of course, yeah, the 500/600th episode rapidly approaching April 2nd.
I wish something as funny as that happened in Melbourne that we could talk about.
Yeah. It's a shame no heinous atrocities have ever happened in the city of Melbourne
that we can
riff on.
And then the person who perpetrated them then sucked a dick.
Yeah. What about the guy who drove a car down the Bourke Street Mall?
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully he's gotten really fat now and we can make fun of him.
Yeah, no, hopefully he's getting... he's swapping trifle for a bumming or something.
In Pentridge or wherever.
Yeah.
Pentridge, now that's an old man.
I know,
reference.
I was about...
It's a cinema now.
I was about to say it and I thought, no, I'll pull back. It's too expected of me, but you pulled it out. That's nice.
It's, you know, it's still... It's, sometimes it doesn't matter whether the thing is relevant anymore. It's just like phonetically... Yeah. And if it's been in the ether for long enough, the go-to prison reference in this city will always be Pentridge.
Yes.
Regardless of the fact that it's a cinema.
Yeah, I know, but no, I was going to say, what is the jail now called? Like, what's the main Melbourne jail?
You know what?
Now?
I do think it also starts with P.
Oh. Pussytown.
Pussytown. Nice. The Pussytown Jail.
Right.
Oh, no. You got me. Don't lock me up.
Oh, no. I've been jaywalking for 8 hours straight. Finally picked me up.
Come and get me, pigs.
Not Porky Pig.
No. So, yeah, we've got that April the 2nd, and then we've
got... Yes, not only remember to get the last few tickets, and I think there'll be a few tickets released on the day as well, to be honest. But,
yes.
But it is chock-a-block. There is... It feels bad to even advertise tickets available with there being single tickets available like I'm looking at right now. But mainly don't forget to come because, of course, there's 1,000 of you that have bought tickets.
Yeah, and we keep getting messages from people that... now, this was shocking to me. Ticketek haven't been very forthcoming about letting people know that the date has changed and that their tickets are still valid. So if you bought a ticket those 2 years ago when the show was meant to be, it's still the same ticket. Turn up with it. It will get you in. It will get you the same seat. It's all still current and still valid regardless of what it says the thing from when you bought it.
There are some fucked questions coming in, though, that I'm not going to blame Ticketek on. Some very...
Well, it's a mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know I bought this 2 years ago, but are you two still going to be on it or is this a different podcast? No, no, it's... It's still us. Yes. Everything's the fucking same.
Yeah.
Just come.
As with everything.
Yes.
As with everything that's been delayed.
All tickets are valid.
You just move it.
I know you got 1A, but now you're not in 69,000 B. It's still the same fucking thing.
Look, there's enough to organise with just changing a date of an event.
Yeah.
Without going, let's also mix up all the seats.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, we have changed what we're doing for the show, so maybe those questions aren't that invalid.
There's some people that are like, so everything's changed, the date's changed, obviously. You know that the date's changed, you know, and the date's changed on the ticket, the date's changed on this. But then part of the blurb will be not updated, so it's like, yeah, well, it does say the year 2020 in the blurbs. Well, just to clear it up, no, we're not going back in time on the day.
It is
going to still be 2022 when we perform the show.
Well, I mean, that is an idea I have. We'll talk about after.
Anyway, so there's that show. It's now a double episode. That's the thing that has changed is you now get double the bang for your buck. You get two episodes. Oh, my God. Again, I really need to talk to the Athenaeum about that. But that's happening. 600th episode, back to back. Then, if you've still got it in you, we are still doing the after party. Originally, the after party was this great idea where we're doing it at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. And of course, that's the thing you do now. Now we're having an after party at 5 in the afternoon.
Yeah, like it's a Wiggles concert.
Yes. But it is still still going to be a banger. We've got a live DJ, a certain friend of the show.
Oh, a live DJ.
Yeah, not a dead one.
Not just playing a mix. No. Not just putting on boilerroom.com and hitting play.
No, not a dead cunt Slim.
Yep.
You know, that's a non-alive DJ. We've got
dead
someone,
cunt Slim.
Dead cunt Slim.
That's a riff on Fatboy Slim.
Yes. Do you
dead,
like that?
Dead cunt
that's
Slim.
That's my Mad Magazine
the opposite
parody.
Of fat being
yes.
dead.
Yes.
And the opposite of boy
yes.
being cunt.
Sort of.
Kind
yes.
of, yeah. Not a million miles off.
Thank you. So that's on at 5 o'clock on the same day. Come up for a drink. Come up free. Boogie if you like.
Mm.
And then, of course, like we said, there are three live shows happening the next three Saturdays at 4:30 in the afternoon, European Beer Cafe, on the 9th of April, the 16th of April, 23rd of April. Always, always full. Let's make that happen this year, please.
Yes. Get and my little solo show is in Adelaide. If you're listening to this hot off the presses, it's tonight, 6:15 p.m. at the Rhino Room. Get down and check that out. Really looking forward to being back in Adelaide. And then I am doing Melbourne March the 30th until April the 10th. Sydney May the 7th and 8th. And then Brisbane May the 17th until the 22nd. All of that is on sale now. TommyDasilo.com. Would love to see you out there on my little tour. I'm on tour. I'm currently on tour.
On your lap. That is a good one on tour. People on tour. It's like, it's Australia. There's five cities to do.
I feel like for a long time, people were very hesitant to use that description of themselves just doing a run of the festivals.
Mm.
And then I feel like maybe it was Ronnie.
I was going to say.
Because it's very American. And then I feel like a couple of people just started doing it.
Mm.
And then everyone now just. And you know what? I'm all for it. It sounds cool. Mm. It sounds cool to say you're on tour.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we've gotten over like the tall poppy thing of just being like, yeah, just call it a tour. Who cares?
I was going to say, I think Ronnie's definitely responsible for the 1 hour comedy special.
That's right. Yeah.
My special.
Yeah.
He broke the. Broke the duck over here for that. Now everyone's doing that one. But
yep.
Ranny. And look, lastly on all this sort of bullshit, Perth, of course.
Yes.
We are coming on the 16th of July, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Come along to that. Since we changed the dates again, we still get sent the sales every day. And apparently a few people didn't like the fact that this got delayed. And we were close to selling it. Now a bunch of people got refunds.
But I feel like that's happened for... I'd love to see, with these shows that we've rescheduled four times, I'd love to see just like a graph of like the sales versus time and then cancellations, like, you know, refunds versus like new sales.
Mm.
And then if there was also a way of charting, I wonder if there's anyone who's gotten a refund and then... You know, for a date that didn't work, and then the date gets changed again, and then they've re-bought a ticket that they got refunded.
Yes,
that's surely been happening.
I think there's a bunch of them. I think you see on the socials, there's a bunch of people who have got rid of their tickets, got refunds, come back, and then you know got a new date that suited them, re-bought the ticket, but of course other people got refunds. All of a sudden, got a better ticket, got a closer ticket.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So anyway, not only are we appealing to people that have never had a Perth ticket in their possession. We're also appealing to Perth people who have got refunds.
Yep.
And you can go and get it again. Go and get your ticket back. Try and get your same ticket back.
Exactly.
That's all of our... and of course, like we said at the top, we got Hobart in there as well. So, a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff out there. A lot of cities we're doing. A lot of shows. A lot of live shows. Look, after 18 months or so of basically no live shows, we're back. We're absolutely back, and we'd love to see you out there and have a beer after the show and all that sort of shit. But look, we're back. We've got the bit between our teeth after that Adelaide live show that was a ripper.
Yep.
So we're back. We've reclaimed our crown as the best live potters in the biz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. After a couple of average ones. So we're in rare form at the moment. So come alonger.
Yes. LittleDumDumClub.com. Of course, on there you can also find the links to the Patreon where you can support the show. It's very much appreciated by us. You can get two bonus mini episodes every week with great guests on them. Lots of fun on those. And you, more importantly, go into the draw to get your name read out on this very segment of the show.
That's it. You're becoming part of podcasting history.
Mm.
Some of you are folklore. About to right now, a couple of dozen of you. We might have to cut it short. This week and not go as long as we usually do because we got a little planning meeting after this, you know. Mm. I know you guys think that we just, it's all random up there when we do our live shows and stuff and it's all just off the top of our heads, and those rad dads are completely improved. But it's not like that. There's a lot of planning that goes into all that sort of stuff. So we are having a little planning session for the 500/600th episode after this.
I wish you hadn't have said that, because I think it makes it look worse when people think that there's some work and planning has gone into what we do.
Well, sometimes there is.
If you assume that we just cooked that up on the spot,
yeah,
then it's like, hey, that's pretty good. But when it's like, you had a meeting about this?
Yeah. I like the idea that some people think, like, that the rad dads are off the top of your head as we're on stage with pieces of paper in front of us.
Right,
we just,
right.
like, we just use pieces of paper just to really focus our eyes and just get our improv skills really fine-tuned by trancing out in front of blank white paper.
Well, they're not scripts. They're printed out black and white photos of the cast of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh.
So to look at and just get inspired by
Ryan Stiles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Colin Mochrie. I was like, when that show was on, I loved the Drew Carey show. And it always used to piss me off that Drew was just hosting it.
Yeah.
And he wasn't like in the mix, because I was like, who are these other cunts?
Yeah.
I want to see Drew Carey up there. And then he'd like do the song at the end. Yeah. I'm like, this is the worst bit.
Yes.
I hated the hoedown. Yeah. Get him in the mix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Poor Drew.
No. But Ryan's, those guys were fucking good. But then again, I don't think I've ever watched it since I've been in comedy. But watching it out of comedy, I'm like, these cunts are fucking insane.
Yeah,
they got that American guy in who sucked, though.
What, they're all American?
No, sorry. I mean... Who was the well, you know, I get mixed up because there was the British version that had some of the American people.
Oh, right, right, right.
Clive Anderson, I think, hosted the English.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's
the
guy you're thinking of that you don't like?
The guy that's musical, the guy that sings. Who was that guy? I think he was added late in the mix. So I don't know his name.
Yeah, I think I vaguely know who you're talking about.
I don't know his name. I like Colin Mochrie. I like Ryan Stiles.
Yep. Wayne Brady?
Is that him?
Wayne Brady?
Yeah, is that the guy?
The musical guy?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh.
No.
I think it might be. He wasn't originally on the show, was he? He wasn't at the start of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I think he came in late, but I think a few people came in late.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, though. I would like to rewatch it all, because I imagine just the era that it's from. I imagine a lot of the scenarios are like, oh, no. Whoops. I'm acting gay.
Yeah, yeah,
uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I imagine there's a ton of that.
I accidentally said the N-word 10 times. Yeah, I bet. Absolutely. Look, some of those act outs where it's like a giant fucking, you know, phallic phone.
Yeah, yeah,
what
yeah,
am I
yeah,
going to
yeah.
do with this?
Yeah, bend over and pick that up, would you? Just a lot of that,
yeah,
I reckon.
Yeah, totally, totally. So we're going to work on exactly that. How are we going to... wedge in a bit of bending over, showing our little bumsies on stage at the Athenaeum.
Yep. We're going to go down to Clark Rubber and just look for funny props that we could have for our guests to pretend a phallus is live on stage at the Athenaeum.
Yes. Walk around the streets here near your house looking for orange safety cones that we can pick up and use later to fuck each other with on the hallowed stage of the Athenaeum. All right. Let's... first cab off the rank, first rideshare potential sponsorship off the rank. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber David Brocky.
David Brocky.
David Brocky.
R.I.P.
Yeah, well, he can do what he wants. You know, I don't know if he's deserved to do that, but you know, bit of nastiness involved in that bloke as well. So, but yeah, that is funny that he's has a real surname that is a nickname of the King of the Hill.
It's great.
He would have... it's that thing where it's like, I'm going to name my kid after my favourite race car driver. Oh, you're gonna call him Peter after his first name? No. I'm going to rename his surname.
Yeah, I'm going to change my surname to Brocky so that when he comes out, he'll be Brocky.
Maybe he didn't even... Can you do that when you have a kid? Can you...
Give it a different
just
surname?
Completely make up its last name. Surely you can.
That's interesting because... Yeah. I don't know.
You'd have to.
My cousin has a kid and she didn't take her husband's surname, and their child has the wife's last name.
Right.
So they've bucked tradition in that sense.
Mm.
Maybe that's to make up for me no longer being an Allsop.
Oh.
They're like, you know what? I got to keep this lineage going.
Right.
It's up to me, I guess.
Well, you're still an Allsop. You haven't changed your name by Deedpoll or anything like that. Is there any chance of doing that?
Is Deedpoll
is that a thing?
I think it's very American.
I don't know.
No, I'm never going to do it.
You're never going to do it?
No. No.
Damn. That's
there's absolutely zero benefit to me doing it whatsoever.
Right. It'd be funny though.
I guess that's a benefit.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty funny. if I legally changed it to something that's like not quite Dassilo.
Yeah. Like what?
So
Dassel.
Yeah. So I still, even though it's legally my name, Dassel, it, like, so I've changed my name legally, but not to, so I still have a stage name.
Right. So when, now people sometimes say to you, why Dassilo? Why is your name Dassilo? Now you can say, because my real name, changed by Deedpoll, is Tommy Dassel. And so that's just a bit of a nickname. You know Australians that always chuck
an O on the end of it. I watched some international acts on the gala and I thought, yeah, they're right. We love chuck an O on the end of things.
So I changed my name to Tommy Dassel. So that would suit that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you what. We've talked about this on the show over the years, but it happened quite a while ago. I'd love SBS to come knocking again.
Oh, So we've talked about it.
This was a long time ago. I got an email from the publicist at the comedy festival. This was very early on in me doing comedy.
Mm.
And they were like, oh, SBS wants to have you on this show to like interview you about doing the festival. And I was like, oh, great. Yeah. Sounds awesome. And then they're like, yeah, just because, you know, it's because you're Italian. So it would be as part of, you know, some like multicultural
WOP
thing.
Week.
Yeah. WOP week. And I had to be honest and go, look, I'm not really Italian. And it's one of probably my biggest showbiz regrets.
It's one of my regrets
that I didn't
too.
But like now, if I got that call, I just would go, absolutely. I'm all in.
Yes.
I'm wogging it up when I go in there.
Yeah.
But I was 21 or something and too scared.
You think the cops are going to come and pick you up after it?
Right.
Yeah. But now, absolutely would be amazing.
Yeah.
Fully
leaning in.
It's such a shame that SBS did a thing the other day, didn't they? Like a comedy debate or something like that.
I don't even know what it was. Wasn't it just a segment on Insight about cancel culture?
Yeah, something like that.
Mm.
It would have been a shame. It's a shame that you weren't invited with your full ethnic status to be in there. They definitely had a broad range of people in there, so it would have been nice to have had
the Italian representation
exactly.
of just like what it's, you know, in this country, like if we can't, if everything gets too policed and too PC, we're not going to be able to have the kind of funny wog jokes, which is what I've made my living out of doing.
And then you just start doing a couple of them right then.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you finish, you go, and here's an example of cancel culture. I'm not even Italian.
Yeah. They took that away from me.
And I've just said these horrific jokes about wogs.
Yeah.
So now
about my hairy mum.
I'm being cancelled right now.
Yeah.
As I'm saying this, I'm being cancelled right now.
And then it's like the fellas from Sushi Mango come out and kick the shit at me on camera.
And also it would have been good, you know, you being on there, just, you know, you someone who's an actual comedian being on as part of that debate.
Uh-oh.
Meow.
Oh yes.
Feels good.
Yep.
It feels like after that one, I feel like I've just won the Bathurst 500, just like David Brocky.
Just like David Brocky. What do you think of the name Brock as a first name?
Oh.
I like it.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. I had a teammate when we won a championship for Dalesford Soccer Club. We had a guy with his first name Brock.
Mm.
And then I think, you know, it's a weird thing to win something, especially with me being as obsessed with soccer as I was at that point, let alone now. But with playing it, I was right into it.
Mm.
And he was a teammate of mine and we won a thing together. And I don't think I ever saw him again.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I was about, how old would I have been, 16 or 17, I was doing work experience at an animation studio. There was a guy who worked there called Brock, and I thought he was just like the coolest guy.
Mm.
Because he was, you know, it's like, that was what I wanted to do. It's like, this guy works full time doing cartoons.
Yeah.
This guy rules. This is the coolest adult I've ever met.
Yeah.
And then getting a bit older and being like, yeah, I guess he came to work on a scooter and he would always talk about a sword that he owned at home. Like, this guy wasn't really all that cool.
You're right. Yeah.
But just when you're young, it's like anyone who's doing the thing that you want to do when you leave school, it's like, this person has clocked being an adult.
Yeah.
This person has a cool job, therefore they're cool.
Totally. And look, especially that now, like, you know, that being a thing where you mix up the end product with the person making it. Like comedy, you go, right. You know, grow up and go, comedy, oh, imagine that. Imagine doing comedy for a living. Oh, that TV show. Imagine making that TV show for a living. That's the coolest. And then have you ever been in a writer's room and ever gone, geez, these guys are cool who I'm hanging out with right now. It's not, you're not writing comedy with the Fonz.
Well, again, I think, you know, when I was in a writer's room and I was like 20, like, yeah, I kind of did. Because again, it's like, wow, these guys are doing it.
Yeah.
These guys are just doing the thing full time. Yeah. That's the dream.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, absolutely not.
No.
Just nerds.
No. Yeah,
all nerds.
Yes. Totally. And I think it's like you're mixing up Homer Simpson with the person writing for Homer Simpson.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, thanks, Brocky.
Thanks, Brocky. Be careful of those hairpin turns.
Mm.
Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber, Jack Jefford.
Jack Jefford.
JJ.
Jefford.
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 The fuck is going on there?
Yeah.
Jack Jefford.
I don't like this at all.
I like it, but I would hate to be it.
It sounds like, it does sound, it's got very kind of like, I think of like a folk musician. If he cut the end of his surname and he was like Jack Jeff,
right?
That's like a name. That's like a very memorable name.
It's a bit of an invitation.
Okay,
to Jack Jeff.
Jack Jeff. Mm. Jack Jeff Ord.
Jack Jeff Ord. Jack off.
Jack Jeff.
It's nearly. It's nearly Jack Jeff Ord.
Yeah.
Jack Jeff off.
Jack Jeff off.
Jack Jeff off. That's good.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be Jeff.
Yeah. I want to be in prison.
With a birthday cake up my ass.
Giving out a bit of cake.
Yeah.
Jack Jeff off.
Jack Jeff off. Oh, man. I mean, look.
That's like, this is one of those ones that's too good.
Yeah.
Because we've gotten to that. We've hit a brick wall. It's like, what else is there?
There's nothing else to say. There's more, but what?
Not really.
Yeah. I'm a bit paralyzed. I mean, look, it comes down, I think it does come down to the old one, which is, if your last name's Jefford, don't call your kid Jack.
It's crazy. It is really, yeah, it's a strange one. This person must be like, there's no way this person's like 20. This person, you know, this is like a very, this is a naming convention.
We're going to the book.
This is a naming convention from like, you know, 60 years ago.
This is a competition of name your kid in the worst way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Again, the parents aren't named Jefford.
This is like a small town, and this made the front page of the paper. Local father, new father, absolutely fucks it.
Local kid has shit name.
Local kid has shit name, comma shit dad.
All right.
What do we got? Jack Jefford. What are we looking at? What kind of age range?
What did you say? What was your guess?
Oh, I reckon like 60 years old.
Nah, he's a, look, I'm saying 40.
Okay.
Early 40s. All right.
Early 40s. Well, which one in the photo is that?
I found a pic of him with his kid, and it's the not kid, I presume.
You'd hope it's his kid.
I presume.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there is a bit of kid representation in his photos. So look, it could be, this could be his entire pocket money going on us.
Yeah,
who knows?
That's not bad. Who knows? And he needs a laugh.
That is
with the tough life he has been called Jack Jeff off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's his one thing that takes his life away from being mercilessly bullied by people and life.
Yeah.
Thanks to being called Jack Jefford, and now the one thing that. The one little island that he gets to go on to get away from that the mention of his name is now full of mentions of his name.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right now.
There's no escape.
Yeah. Sorry, Jack Jefford.
Sorry, Jackie Jeff.
Sorry, Jack Jeff. Jack Jeff off.
Ord.
Jack Jefford. Jack.
Jack Jefford.
What about Jeff Jackoff?
We've actually got another... We've actually got another...
Jeff Jackoff is great.
Jeff Jackoff is really good.
That's his new nickname.
Yeah.
Jack Jeffoff.
I actually don't like Jack Jefford. I'm more of a fan of a different Patreon subscriber that we have.
Yes.
Called Jack Jeff Holden.
Jack Jeff what?
Jack Jeff Holden.
I don't even get it.
I don't like Jack Jeff
Ford. Oh, God.
I like Jack Jeff Holden.
I don't even think you were capable of something like that.
Well, life's full of surprises, pal.
I'm more of a Jack Jeff Holden
I'm more of a Jack Jeff Holden kind of guy. That's not bad.
That's better.
That's good.
That's better.
That's really good. All right, I thought we'd hit a wall with this guy. We're actually we've broken through the wall. It's like the end of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, where they break down the brick wall and then Toontown's just on the other side.
Right,
and it just the colours and the vibrancy.
Are you the sort of guy that has a sticker on the back of his car that's got Calvin taking a piss on a Jack Jeff Ford rather than Jack Jeff Holden?
It's Calvin taking a piss on a photo of this guy's kid that we just saw.
Oh no. That's not good.
That's bad. Yeah. Imagine if that happened.
Yeah. Jack Jeff Ford Jr. Poor Jack Jeff Ford Jr.
Yeah. Poor mini Jack.
Yeah. Poor Jack Jeff. Poor little Jack. The poor little Jack off spring.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Oh, that feels good.
That feels really good.
Feels good to be back.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, Jack Jeff Ford.
It's all downhill from here, I think.
It really is. This is going to be a tough one.
Peaked at number two.
In comparison to Jack Jeff Ford, this is not the downhill...
Slalom.
That was. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber Sion Latakefu.
Oh, God.
Yes. Yes.
That's brutal.
Yes. S-I-O-N-E.
I hate that my brain did that. Heard a name of a culture that I don't recognize, and my gut reaction was to say out loud, oh, God.
Yes. Well, you know, comedically you're saying that.
Yeah, I'm saying that
for
in
your
terms
own
of like
selfish
my
sake.
Job being to turn the name into the person masturbating or, you know, whatever.
Yes, there's no mention of bums or coming or anything in this name. And it's
and
like,
even if there were and it was like obviously a different culture that just kind of sounded like that, it would feel wrong.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It would feel incorrect.
Yes, but it'd still give us something.
Yeah.
But look, we don't have any of that on our side. Unfortunately for us, but good for her or him.
Mm-hmm. So tell me the name again.
Sion again. I usually back myself with this sort of stuff, but I'm out of my depth.
Sion.
S-I-O-N-E. Is that Sion or Sion? Sion. That's too easy. It's got to be
Sion.
Sion.
This could be like a Siobhan thing, where you know the spelling of Siobhan is just absolutely fucked.
Yes. And then L-A-T-U-K-E-F-U. So. Fuck. The wheels are spinning.
I wonder when we have names like this, whether the person listening is rapt, whether they're like annoyed because it's like this is their whole life already and then they have to cop it from their favorite podcast.
Yeah.
Or whether there's a moment where they're like, yes, I fucking got them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to stump them or they should know.
I made their day a little bit worse.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of fucked relationship we have with our fans.
Well, at the very least, you know, some people, you know, subscribe and their name's like Glenn Brown and we go, yuck, boring, this sucks.
Yep.
At least they get to stump us and we get to talk about how fucking awkward we now feel.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, look, this is especially tough off the back of that last fantastic one that we had. This would always kind of stick out, but the timing of it could not have been worse.
Exactly. Like we've just... You know what? We just got to slide down a big fun slide.
Yeah.
And then we've crash landed down the bottom into a fucking...
Yeah. I'm really feeling the effects of having not eaten anything today at this point with this name. I'm really going like, you know what would be good? Some protein and shit.
Right.
Some just like something working its way through the system, stimulating the brain. If I'd gotten up and had a nice little smoothie, I feel like I'd be cranking right now. But I foolishly decided to wait until after we've done all this. And that little bit of oomph would have been really helping me here.
Well, if it helps at all, I'm on his Facebook now. And, you know, at least you can feel good in the knowledge that if we ever run into this cunt, he'll fucking bash the fuck through us for not getting his name right.
Yep.
So, this guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's already on his way over.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he seems like, Yeah, I wouldn't be getting his name. You know what? If I was in front of him right now, somehow I'd have his name right by now.
Yeah.
The fear of God would get the pronunciation out perfectly.
Well, I kind of almost feel like now that we know that he's going to murder us, we may as well just double down and have some fun with it, if that's happening anyway.
Okay.
I will say this about this name. If I got an email from this person, I'm not opening it.
Right. Actually, you know what?
I'm going, nice try. Nice try, malware. I'm not clicking this.
Well, you know what? I'm back. I'm flipping the other way because I've gone into his Facebook photos.
Yep.
And I've now found a picture. Even though, look, he's three times the size of me.
Yep.
I found pictures of him in a dress and now fuck this guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's bad?
I'm somehow...
Okay.
I think dresses are just bad even...
Just in general.
Girls, I'm like, no, fuck
it's
them.
It's meant that they've historically had less access to pockets.
Yes, exactly. And it's like just one big tube for both legs. That's fucking tight. Just wear some proper pants.
My girlfriend bought AirPods the other day. And she's, you know, as anyone who owns AirPods is, she's worried about losing them. And I was like... Well, you know, consider yourself lucky that you don't have a lot of pockets, and you're not going to have to run the risk of having the AirPods in the pocket and then going through the washing machine, as I have done. And she goes, "Oh, it's so hard being a man. The pockets have backfired for the first time in history." I'm like, I'm not saying it's hard. I'm just saying, you know, just count your set pockets. They're not all they're cracked up to be.
Yeah.
There's a lot of downsides that come with them as well.
Yeah.
Putting them in the wash, even just having a little bit of paper in there, and then you got fucking scrunched up white shit all through your load of washing. That's no good.
All right. Well, look, I was going to... Look, you can see what I was doing. I was showing you pictures. I'm dancing around. I was... This young man who subscribes to us, Sion. We probably haven't even got it right once.
Yep.
Latukafu. He's not from around here. He doesn't look like us, is what I'm dancing around.
Yes.
And I'm trying to figure out, I was going to make some guesses as to where he was from.
Yep.
But now I've done the research and now I'm just going to flat out say where he's from. And this is remarkable to me because I don't think we've ever had someone from this place before subscribe.
Okay.
I've never heard of anyone listening to us in this place. You know where he's from? Tonga.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty cool.
I've never heard of us being listened to in Tonga before.
So he still lives in Tonga?
Well, I just looked. I mean, look, there's no pictures of him in front of, you know, fucking Parliament Station or anything like that.
Okay.
It's all looking like he went to school.
Distinctly Tongan.
It looked pretty Tongan. Mm-hmm. I was going to say Tonganese, but you're right, it's Tongan.
Are you sure this isn't, Chris Lilly doing a character?
Look, good, very good point. Very good point. That does not, doesn't seem like it's makeup to me. And look, if you want to insinuate that, you can, you know, when he comes over for the 500/600 show, which I'm sure he's about to do, he can take that up with you.
Well, my cousin lived in Tonga for a bit, and she used to listen when she lived in Tonga. So maybe this is a friend of my cousin. Maybe she got the Tongan branch of the Little Dum Dum Club fired up.
Maybe she was doing our campaign that we had a while back where she wrote, "Listen to the Little Dum Dum Club" on a toilet cubicle wall.
Yeah, she could well have.
She did this, and then Sion, for some reason, decides to go to girls' public toilets, read the inscription on the door, and got right into it.
Yep.
Maybe that's what's happened. You dirty now, fucking pervert, Sion.
When you said before that he was wearing a dress, was this actually something that's like, you know, relevant to his culture?
Absolutely.
Okay, fantastic stuff. I had a feeling that might be the case.
Yes.
Fucking hell.
Hey, as long as I never meet this guy, it's all good.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. So, when I was saying about him coming to the 500/600 episode, that's been cancelled. So,
it's not
yeah, don't come.
Yeah.
Don't come. Don't come anymore.
Well, thanks, Sion.
Thanks, Sion. Sion. Actually, look, let us know what it is. I'm now keen to know.
I mean, we've fucked it.
Yes.
We've really
There's
fucked
no
it.
Way we have got this right in
this
any
is,
way.
This is a huge chance of this. What we've just said in the last 10 minutes is a huge chance of then being the snowball that turns into us on the next time SBS do an insight about cancel culture.
Yes.
Where we're like, all we did was belittle this man for wearing a dress, mispronounce his name, talk shit about where he's from.
Yep.
And next thing you know, the mob with pitchforks and flaming torches are coming for us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then we and that's all on Insight. And then the next night on Channel 9 News, we get to be on that for having the absolute fuck beat through us.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. And then we have our own show on there.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Latukafu. I reckon I'm closer to the last name than I am the first.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That sounds right.
Yep. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber.
Uh-oh, not again.
Oh, my God. Speaking of being cancelled. All right, let's let's take a deep breath and just open yourself up for thinking differently and not
what,
being...
What number is this?
This is number four. It's number okay. four.
It's just got a very... No,
it's got a five vibe about it.
It's got a very five flavour to it.
I know.
Yeah.
It's got a five vibe, but it's not. It's number four. So, all right. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber, Andrew Downey.
Okay.
Hmm. Yep. That's it. So, Robert's...
Dad,
sure.
No, wait.
No.
Because it's just a Robert Downey Sr.
Yes.
Uncle.
Yes.
I thought the junior just implied that he was someone's child.
Yeah.
I forgot that it means that he's got the same name.
Yes.
It's funny to be... Was there another... Because it's funny to be Robert Downey Jr. and still use the junior when you like... I guess it sounds cool. Mm. But it's like... It's not like your dad's also going out for roles and you need to distinguish yourself, you know?
Well, maybe he was famous to some degree. He probably was. He probably was like... He was probably never... You know, he was probably on a couple of episodes of fucking
Here's
Lucy or something back in the day. And then he's like, so he's known vaguely in the industry and Robert Downey Jr.'s had to go, well, I'm not, you know, the henchman that comes in that episode of The Honeymooners.
Mm.
I'm not that guy. I know you guys all like that guy and that guy, blah, 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 but I'm the different guy. And then all of a sudden he's become this massive fucking guy.
Yeah.
But then you can't just like, make a couple of movies and then go and then drop the junior.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you?
And the junior, it does sound cool.
Do you reckon he would be tempted? Like, that would be good to petition him to go, come on, mate, you're 60.
Yeah.
You're not junior senior. Anymore.
Robert Downey Senior.
Yeah.
Yeah, the idea of someone being a junior
oh, you
and
just,
like
just being
80
called
years
senior
old.
Even though he doesn't have a son called Robert.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I've grown up.
Yeah.
Mm.
He just wants to let everyone know he's old.
He's old. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's
a
no
rare
longer
man who's like leaning in. I'm not dyeing my hair. I'm not getting, you know, I'm not getting work
so
done.
So me and you,
yep.
When we hit 60, we should just change our names to Senior.
Senior Dasilo.
Yeah, to Tommy Dasilo Senior. Yep. Oh, your son's name's Tommy. No, I'm just old.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
But were you junior before? No.
No.
Because being young is the default.
Yeah.
Being in your 20s is the default age.
I just, when you read my name before you meet me, I just want you to have the right sort of picture in your head.
Yep.
Yeah, of what you're about to run into.
Yep.
You're not going to see a TikToker.
No.
You're going to see someone who's vaguely familiar with Facebook.
Yep.
Yeah.
That works.
Yeah.
An Instagrammer.
Yeah. Well,
someone who loves Instagram.
Apparently.
Maybe that should be the tip. Once you're on there, it's like, you can only get on there if you go by senior.
Mm.
They vet you on the way in when you sign
They just
up.
Add senior to your name.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I go, what username do you want? Oh, well, just at Dasilo would be good. That's the one I use on all the others. And then it's like, you hit submit. And then it's like, your account's now ready.
Yeah.
At Dasilo.sr.
Yeah,
what
yeah,
the
yeah.
fuck?
Yeah, yeah. Instead of the old, oh God, someone's already taken Tommy Dasilo. Is it going to be Mr. Tommy Dasilo?
Yep.
Or the Tommy Dasilo?
Yep.
No?
Tommy Dasilo comedy.
Yeah.
Tommy Dasilo _1986.
Yes.
I like the one where it suggests, what about, you know, Dasilo 2022?
Yeah.
Like it just suggests the year that you made the account. It's who's picking that out of all the options of like having to make a concession? Who's thinking the best one is like, yeah, I'll just timestamp it with when I made the account.
That is
my favorite year.
That is good to do. That would be good to do to seem younger. Just like pick a year that's like, not say anything, just pick a year that's 5 years after you were born.
Yep.
Just put that. You don't have to say, this is the year I was born, but that's implied.
Dasilo 1991.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm sure people have done that. Like if you're lying about your age, which is common, maybe doing that and then like the Hotmail address being the thing that undoes you.
Mm.
because you got it before. You've just held onto it all this time. You got it before you started lying about your age. And it's like, hey, it says here 83. Oh, no, I'm 20, I swear. I was born in the year 2000.
Yeah.
Not 1981.
Yeah. Andrew Downey, though.
Mm.
He's an original. I'm looking him up. I'm going back to the book again.
What are you hoping to find out by looking him up?
Just his age, whether he's a senior or a junior.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. Right. He's got one mutual friend, and that's Sam Mack.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He is a.
What vibe are we getting?
I'm getting a 30-year-old vibe, maybe.
Hmm. That's on the cusp.
Yeah. Oh, look, maybe.
Because junior, senior, that's the thing, is that it's all relative.
I'm going with early 30s.
Early 30s?
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, you can pull off a junior.
Okay. He's still junior.
Yeah. Downey Jr.
Andrew. I mean, to both of us, he's definitely a junior.
Yes.
But to a Zoomer, he'd be a senior.
Yeah, it's all relative. That's, maybe the juniors and seniors from now on. Nothing to do with your parents. Just all...
Depending on who you're talking to.
Not even a permanent name. It just depends who you're talking to.
Well, we're one of the few cultures that doesn't have that. Like a specific thing that you would use when you're talking to, like, relative to who you're talking to.
Oh, okay.
Like, yes. A way of addressing someone who's either your senior or junior or your superior.
Yes.
Like senpai in Japan.
Right. What's that?
That is someone who's a bit older than you, I believe.
Oh.
It's used a lot at school.
See, that would be...
It's your...
Imagine the amount of stand-up comedy that would be made in English if we had that. When someone comes up to me and they said, oh, hello, older person. I'm like, I'm fucking younger than you. Imagine fucking, what the fuck is this?
I like the idea of just doing it here as a bit, even though we don't have it in the culture.
You'll
see what they've been doing in Japan. Just trashing their language and culture.
Yeah.
What the fuck's going on there?
Yeah. This Japanese cunt thought he was older. I'm 31. He's fucking late 32.
Yeah.
What's this motherfucker?
Yep.
Ara gut fuck yourself.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
There we go.
This, you'll be seeing this on the gala in a couple of weeks.
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah, Andrew.
Thanks, Andrew.
Yeah, look, we do have...
we got other stuff to do. Time's ticking.
I mean, we had a meeting, you know, an hour ago just to discuss how we were going to riff on those four names.
Yeah.
And that worked pretty well. So that's why we have to have these meetings.
Yep.
I mean, we couldn't have come up with that sweet riff on the Tonganese guy.
No.
Without all that planning, where we just sat there and didn't pronounce his name right for about 10 minutes.
That was a decision. We both knew how to pronounce it. Mm. But in the meeting before it, we were like, this would be funny. Yeah. Let's get it wrong.
Yeah. Being wrong is funny.
Yeah. Being boring.
Not doing your job correctly is very funny.
You know what's not funny? When someone's on a game show and they answer the question correctly and they win a lot of money.
Yes.
Good for them.
Yeah.
It's an inspiring story.
Yeah.
But it's not I'm not slapping my thigh.
Yeah. If Mr. Bean had walked around and just did all his like little, you know, odds and ends correctly all day.
Yeah.
He would never have been watched on, you know, aeroplane screens.
Mm. Yeah.
In non-English speaking countries all
if
these
that
years.
Little kid had have come in to the barber shop and Mr. Bean puts the bowl on his head and cuts his hair and the kid and his mum are like, best haircut we've ever had.
Yeah.
Boring.
Yeah. If he had a fourth wheel on that car.
Yes.
It's just that's a just fucking a travel documentary.
That's just vehicular manslaughter.
We are the Mr. Bean of podcasting. You're right.
Yep.
So let's just do the one more. Let's just... I reckon just one more.
Yep.
All right. Let's just do that last one. Starting really, really soon. Sorry. I've just got a bit of time to kill because we have our meeting planned in 2 minutes. So if we finish right now, we'll have nothing to do.
I really need
minutes.
To piss. So okay. I'd love to spend those 2 minutes doing that.
All right. Okay. Well, all right then. I'll change that and I'll speed it up. Oh, okay. Here we go. Thank you very much to Patreon subscriber Jack Comedy Off.
There we go.
Yep.
Very good, my lord.
That's a it's a Bulgarian list that we've got there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jack Comedy
it.
Off.
Yeah, Jack Comedy Off. Well, thanks, Jack, and thanks everyone who listens to the Little Dum Dum Club and supports the Patreon, most importantly. Get on there, patreon.com/littledumdumclub for the bonus episodes.
Yeah, just for the completest, that surname is Comedyov.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Romanian or Bulgarian.
Yes. Yeah. Romanian sounds about right.
Sure.
Littledumdumclub.com for tickets to all the stuff we have coming up. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you, mates.